stupid people.
Why don't you go up to a man and do that to his face instead of being a fucking coward and doing it over the phone?
You're
a fucking fag.
We're
calling his number, motherfucker.
Right, but normally when you call up somebody looking for employment, you should present yourself in a bit more of a professional manner.
And then
are you interested in a job, or you just want to talk dirty? What's the deal?
So I was wondering if you could do a private session, you know, just me
okay,
and whoever
Eddie,
it is.
Eddie,
hey, what's
I
up?
I don't think you're the kind of applicant that we're looking for either.
Come on, okay. honey baby, come on.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
My story begins in one of the manufacturing plants of the Worldwide Business Machines Corporation. In one wing of the plant is housed the huge laboratories of the company, where newly designed and experimental calculating machines are built and tested. It is evening, and the vast laboratory with its long rows of intricate-looking machines is deserted.
Tested, tried, and true.
98.6 ML.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If an enemy nuclear attack ever occurs, many areas of the nation would be threatened by radioactive fallout. If there is public shelter nearby, go to it. Or if you have a home shelter, use it, unless your local government has given you other instructions. But if regular shelter isn't available, and you have a house with a below-ground basement or storm cellar, you could still improvise some protection from radioactive fallout. In a basement, choose a corner most below ground and away from windows. Drag in a heavy bench or table to make a roof for your shelter. Cover it with trunks, stacks of firewood, flagstones, books, anything that is thick and heavy. Then wall yourself in on the two open sides with heavy appliances or dressers or chests backed with earth or sand to help absorb radiation. For more information on this and other ways to improvise protection from fallout, check with your local civil defense office.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. I do what I want, when I want. Go on the air when I want, say what I want, do what I want. Have as long as an intro as I want. You don't like it? You know what to do. There's other providers of services around here. Son of a bitch. I'm Carlito. This is Madhouse Monday morning episode. Not morning. Morning on the East Coast. On the West Coast, rather. Not on the East Coast. Yeah. But I'm here. July the 8th. 8th of July. I got a copy of the Sunday paper. I got a copy of the Sunday paper. And I'm going to go through this copy of the Sunday paper here. And I've circled already a few nice looking ads for employment. We have a AARP senior employment opportunity. Various positions available for workers 55 and older with low income requirements. So basically, you won't make low income requirement means on purpose you're not wanting to make too much money so that you can still collect your Social Security. You can work part-time and shit, but you can't make more than, I think it's like $13,000 a year or something like that, and still claim your Social Security and be chilling, be pimping. You know? If you, on top of that, you got yourself a nice pension, man, you're pimping old man, you're taking cruises and shit twice a year. That's the American dream. That's the real American dream. Living down in Florida, you know, Palm Springs over on the West Coast and shit. Anyway, there's also an accountant. An Episcopal church is looking for an accountant. And we got a construction company. Gus over there is the contact for an account position. But before any of those, I will start with the largest ad in the paper this week. It was for a career fair for the Ashley's Furniture Home Store Company. They're the number one furniture retailer, and they're growing. They have immediate full-time openings at their local locations here, two local locations. They're looking for what they call a sales consultant. If you're interested, are a self-motivated, customer service-oriented and a people person, we want to talk to you. That's definitely me. Son of a bitch, I need a job. Generous competitive commission and bonus plan with uncapped earnings potential. Full benefits including medical, paid vacations, 401k, paid training, and more. Qualified applicants will be interviewed same day. And they've got an address and a phone number machine for a store of theirs. Looks like their event here is going to be on Thursday. They'll be hiring a bunch of motherfuckers. Anyway, I said that to say this. Let's give them a call. First call of the day. I had a lot of onions today. Man. You know? A little bit of that acid reflux. That acid reflux is a motherfucker.
Thank you for calling Ashley Furniture. Please hold while I transfer your call to that extension.
The always elusive that extension.
Thank you for calling Ashley Furniture. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Amy. How you doing? How you doing, honey?
Good.
Honey, baby. Listen, I'm looking at this goddamn newspaper here. You got some jobs coming up.
Okay.
Is this a new freaking store that's opening up? It sounds exciting. I used to sell furniture. At Bears in Florida.
We don't have a new store opening up now, but...
It's a sale consultant machine. Who do I talk to over there, big girl? Who can help me out with that?
That would actually be Karen, our store manager. She is currently working with a customer right now.
Oh, wow.
What's she, is she? I mean, if you want to come in and fill out an application, that would be perfect.
Hell yeah. What's big Karen like? Is she a nice chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She walks around strutting her stuff like she's got the man pants on. Like, yeah, I'm a woman in a man's world.
No.
Yeah. No? Sometimes you get that attitude. I was interviewing for a job once, and the first thing I said is, we need to downsize here. That's the first thing that I would do once I started working.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd bring it up in my interview. It's time to downsize, if you ask me. Here's my 5-point plan to downsize. First thing you do is get rid of any Mexicans and Hispanics. They steal stuff. You know, they bring problems. They're expensive on
issue. Oh, I don't think that would go over very well.
All right. And then no women should be driving cars and stuff around there. You know?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Well.
All the women working there should be getting dropped off by their husbands or taking the bus and walking like a good...
Okay. Yeah. Nope. That's not going to work.
Like a good little honey. That's how I run my store.
No, that's not going to work here.
I'm going to try to apply to take her job. That's, what's her name, Kelly, Karen? She's a woman? I didn't know she was a woman. I'm actually going to apply for her job. Who do I call?
I don't think that,
Who hires her?
The owners.
And who are they? Ashley Machines?
No, this is Ashley Furniture.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Ashley, then who's the owners of Ashley? I'm like, how'd I get a hold of them? Because I'm going to gun... What's her name again? The manager's name? Kelly?
They're there. You'll have to get through the proper channels.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what the channels are to run for store manager. That's what I want.
No, well, I don't think with your suggestions that that would really work here, sir.
No, but that's between... Don't get involved. I'll have to write you up. What was your name again?
My name's Amy.
Amy? I'm writing that down right here in my report. Amy said that I need to shut up. What else did you say?
I never told you to shut up.
Well, I'm going to put it in the report here because I figure it might... Hang on. Amy said...
Okay, sir, I'm hanging up right now.
Shut the F up, you said. I'm going to hang up on you. See? She hung up on us. She slammed the phone. Damn it, woman. I miss doing calls like this. I don't know why, I just really love calling want ads and just acting like a complete asshole. Because at this time, they've already probably gotten like a good 20, 30 people calling about the same stupid job. And here I come calling and, saying incredulous stuff. Feminine slurs and racial slurs. And they're not going to tolerate that. That, of course, is a quote off a famous prank call called The Man Pants that I did on this show here a few years ago. You can check that out and download it or listen to it over at madhouselive.com. Thank you. Let's call this AARP. Is it ARP or AARP? What are you supposed to say? All right, I used to work for a credit card company. And we had the ARP credit card or whatever, the AARP credit card. And all those old people would call in and they'd say, I'm calling about my ARP card. So as far as I knew, it was ARP. But I haven't heard anyone call it that ARP since then. It's always AARP or AARP. Well, I say ARP. Let's get that straight, right? First of all, I got some work for these old fucks to come over here and do some shit. Let me get in on that. I'm gonna hire some old fucks for really slave labor and treat them really rude. I have ideas for this. Oh, God.
Good afternoon, AARP Foundation. This is Gwendolyn. How may I help you?
Hey, boy. How you doing? Hello? 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 Is this AARP or ARP? All right. She just hung up when she heard me call her boy. Yeah.
I use the AARP Foundation Senior Community Service Employment Program. We're not able to answer the phone right now. If you would kindly leave a name, number, and a brief message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks for calling and have a great day.
Hey, I don't appreciate calling over there and people hanging up the phone when I'm trying to see about getting a job. I don't appreciate that, and that's rude and mean and nasty. I need to talk to these old fucks and get them to work. Give me a call back, please. I forgot what the number is to call back in with, so we'll just have to rely on their ability to check caller ID. Sorry. It's just a bitch, then. If I start giving out the number to call in, I got it muted on here so no one's live is listening to it, because I get assholes all the time. They hear a phone number live, and they're like, oh, let's call it. You know, it gets real annoying really fast. Anyway, sorry. I'll calm down. That's our ARP thing. I guess it's AARP. That's what I got from two of those peoples. Here's the Episcopal Church that's looking for an accountant or bookkeeper. God damn it. Let's do it. God damn it. Or is there no there is no phone number for that one. Never mind. Let me cross that out. Sorry. It's got no phone number. It's not much of a prank. Unless you want email pranks or something. I don't know. They probably won't reply to those. I don't blame them. So instead, here's a construction company. And I tell them about how I keep two sets of books. And I used to be an accountant for televangelists. I'm a dirty accountant.
Please leave your name, number, time of call, and I'll get back to you. Thank you. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Listen here, goddammit. I'm calling about the stupid job you got posted in the stupid newspaper, the accountant shit. I really appreciate it if you answer the phone when I'm calling so I can talk to you about the fucking job. Thank you. Alright, so we left a message there. A nice message. He'd appreciate that after getting people calling him all day, probably kissing his ass in the messages and conversations. He gets some guy who's just fucking nasty like that for no reason. Who looks for a job and leaves messages like, hey, call my fucking ass. That's the prank. That's the whole thing. Although it does work best when they answer. This is funny. I'm going through the newspaper like I'm really looking for work. I'm not looking for a job at all. I'm just looking for pranks. And this is the first time I've bought a newspaper and holy shit. I couldn't tell you. This newspaper in this town sucks, man. I think this is maybe only the second or third time. You know what the last time I read this fucking paper was? When it was when I was in the hospital for the most recent time, which was like a year ago. In 2011, a year ago, this same week in 2011, so 2 years ago, because at the hospital they would always give me a copy of the paper, and all I could do was sit there and watch shitty TV, you know, CNN. It was all Casey Anthony stuff, so I would troll the Casey Anthony chat on my Android phone and read the paper. Anyway, what I'm getting at, this is the first time in 2 years that I've used a paper. Like, their funny section is some motherfucker called Moose. It sucks. You know, the funny... I haven't found the cartoons in a newspaper funny since I was, like, in the seventh grade. I never got the Garfield thing in the 90s. Everyone was all Garfield. Ooh, Garfield's hilarious. I love Garfield. Garfield shirt. Garfield fucking pencils. Garfield cartoon. Fuck, Garfield's stupid, man. It's the laziest fucking comic strip because if you look at Garfield, sometimes all three or four panels, you know, in the strip didn't change. They were exactly like he would draw Garfield once and would be the same position, you know, for the whole strip and every little block, except for maybe in one or two of them, he changed the mouth expression on the fucking thing. It was so lazy, that fucking guy. That Schultz guy, what the fuck is he called? Fuck that shit. None of that shit. Doonesbury was the only one. The only one I ever liked was that Doonesbury shit, and even that got stupid after a while, but at least it was more hip. God. Garfield was gay, man. Anybody who liked Garfield back then was like, you're stupid. Yeah, you're no shit. You like Garfield? You spent $10, $15 on a Garfield book at the fucking book fair at school? You're pretty stupid, man. You must have fucking autism. All right, let's continue. Let me try to get a hold of that manageress. Once again, the manager at the furniture store where we did that first call to. Maybe she's not helping a customer. I think her name was Kelly. Whatever. Maybe next week I'll set it up so I can give out a phone number for these people to call back on. Because some of those good pranks we got like 4 years ago when I was doing this shit.
Thank you for calling Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Came as a result
of
that.
You may press zero at any time during this
A lot of them were callbacks, if you remember.
A lot of people on the chat. Please hold while I transfer your call to that extension.
That's pretty cool for a random Monday afternoon show. A lot of people in the chat room. Oh, our Acres is correct. It's Jim Davis. Whoops. Schultz was peanuts.
Thank you for calling Ashley Furniture. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hey, Amy. How are you?
Okay.
I'm supposed to call and speak to the store manager, Kelly, Carrie, something like that.
Okay. Can I have your name?
Yeah, this is Cross.
Okay, can I tell her what it's in regards to?
It's an important business matter.
Oh, okay. Can you hold for a moment?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At AshleyHomeStores.com.
Oh, yeah. Roy, a.k.a. RBCP, is mentioning, wasn't there a... Isn't there a thing where you can read Garfield without Garfield being in it?
Thank you for calling.
And it's basically just John acting deranged.
Your call is very important to us. Thank you for your patience. Someone will be with you shortly.
That's some weird shit. Yeah, I've seen some of those. Send me a link if there's a site that has a lot of those. I'd like to see more
when
of those.
When you visit an Ashley Furniture Home Store, you'll find great new ideas for every room in your home. As the exclusive retailer of world
I'm drinking whiskey
Ashley
over here if you're watching
Ashley
the video.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm drinking iced tea.
Explain room after room of great furniture combinations in the latest fabric.
I should have told you I'm drinking whiskey.
We also feature exciting accessories and gifts.
Right out of the bottle.
Come see why we say you're going to love this place.
It's like Gold Peak shit. Gold Peak, sponsor the first hour of the Madhouse Show.
Hello, this is Karen. How may I help you?
Hey, Karen. How you doing there, gal? It's good.
Good. Who's that?
Oh, this is Cross, Eddie Cross.
Oh, hey, Eddie. What's going on?
It's good to finally talk to you. So are you the store manager there? What's your title, honey? So I was thinking maybe I could, I don't want to sound competitive, but maybe in the district I could go out for your position. You know, I used to be a store manager at a few places, including a furniture store down in Florida.
Okay.
So I want to get involved with whoever your masters are, you know, whoever the men are. Let's say, hey, lady, go to this store and be the manager and walk around. You know, like I got the man pants, walker strutting your thing and telling things. You say, cut employees do this, do that. Like, yeah. You know?
Okay.
That's the kind of job I want. Because I've been working in just sales and stuff like that. And I finally want to get to the point where I can walk around, you know, and be like, hey, do this. Hey, you, hey. What time you come in? You're 5 minutes late? Hey, like that, you know? And I roll up a newspaper and I hit the employee in the face. Like, you stupid. You're 5 minutes late, you little stupid monkey, you. Like that. You know how you get like that? You get so mad at your staff sometimes.
Well, I've never rolled up a newspaper and hit them, but okay.
You should try it. It feels good. It lets you let out the power because you're a manager, you know?
Okay, well, I try to do a little bit more positive reinforcement than that, but are you looking to apply for the job?
That's why I'm trying to get on your level. I just want you to know that, you know, I'm on your level here when it comes to stuff. I'm not just a pissant employee like those people you got working for you. I want to work on your level, you know? So if you hire me on to work in the store, I thought, you know, I can infiltrate the regular staff. I can make sure they're not trying to get in a union, you know, and stuff like that. And if I hear about any of the employees saying they want to start a union, then I threaten them, you know? I threaten them.
Well, I think this company is a little too small since it's franchises. They don't have to worry about a union or anything.
No, they'll try. I'm telling you, I know three of your employees that are working on it now. I can give you their names. You want their names? I'll tell them right now.
Yeah, who's working on a union?
The girl that picked up the phone, she's the ringleader.
So Amy is working on a union. She's a ringleader.
She's the ringleader on starting a unionizing employees, yeah. But I'm not going to give you more information until you hire. I mean, that's just that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's the tip of the iceberg. Those employees, they're trying to union up.
Okay. So how? Just out of curiosity, how do you know that they're trying to union up?
Because I go on Facebook and I'm friends with one of them, and I made friends with all of them. And when they go out drinking and stuff, I've been hanging out with them, and I've been gathering this information and everything, and I wrote it down in a journal.
Wow. Okay.
So if you want to hire me on, I'll give you the union information. I'll tell you the other two ringleaders, you know? Or I can intimidate Amy some more.
Well, I think that if you're looking to apply for a job,
yeah,
then you need to fill out the proper protocol first, and that would be filling out an application.
Yeah.
Coming in for an interview.
Yeah.
And we can sit down and talk face-to-face and see and look over your qualifications.
All right. Wink, wink. I get it. I'll just go through the application because it's formality, you know. But you know my name. Did you want to write it down so you know? Remember, it's me.
Eddie Cross. I have that.
Yeah. So when you know, like, I'm the guy, and tell your people to say, hey, I'm going to interview with Eddie Cross. Eddie Cross got some info, you know, on the, you know. But I'm not going to give any. I mean, I got to get something back, you know. I got to get something back. I need a job.
If you want to follow proper protocol, we can sit down and do a normal interview and see your qualifications and see what experience you have. And,
yeah, because you can just hire me and have me on the staff, right? And be like, I'll be like, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I heard we're working on getting a union going. And I'll get more names and stuff like that, you know?
I honestly am not worried about the union. I'm looking to get some good qualified salespeople here.
Okay.
What I'm looking for. So what type of sales experience do you have?
I sold furniture for 3 years at Bears and 4 years at Lovitz. I was the state leader at Bears for 2 years in sales and closings. And at Lovitz, I was the company-wide sales leader, and this is all in the state of Florida. I sold furniture. Then I used to sell cars. I do what I call intimidating salesmanship. You know, this guy comes to me the other day. He wanted this green leather sofa, and I kept telling him I wanted to show him a demonstration of the application of the surety trust gel that you can put on it that protects it. You know, it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade, an upsell. You know what I mean. And he's like, oh, no, I don't want to do you stupid like that. He said to me, you stupid like that. I took that thing of gel and I emptied it out on top of his head, you know. And I said, yeah, how you like that now? You know what? It probably gives you cancer and shit. I said like that. And I said, you pay for this bottle now. You broke it. You bought it. And he's like, you're the one that opened it up. You MF-er like that, he was saying. And I pushed him, and I said, hey, either you're the one that pays for this bottle, or I'm going to start breaking some heads and breaking some furniture. And I took my leg, and I did like a leg drop on this end table, and it splintered up, and it broke. And that's when they fired me.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, to answer your question, I got 7 years experience. I spent 2 years as the top in the state of Florida salesman, and I spent 2 years in a smaller company as the whole corporation leader in sales, and number of sales, number of closings, and percent of revenue and commission. I had the best commission.
So do you think intimidating customers is a good way to get sales?
That's how I get down, you know? That's how I get down. I'm just saying, I came in a boat from Cuba in the 1980s. In the early 80s, I was, you know, 8 years old. We came to Cuba and we lived in the fucking tent city for like 2 years while they figured out, yo. And then, you know, I went to high school, you know, and I couldn't go to college. My family's poor. That's all. That's all it is.
Well, I think, like, I don't quite use intimidation to get sales. I don't think that that's a professional way of getting sales here.
What about demonstrating by, like, jumping up and down on the couch or, like, doing, like, jumping up on the couch and then the coffee table's right in front of you, and then I, like, tap my elbow and I jump off like Hulk Hogan and I break through the coffee table and it
and
goes.
And who's going to pay for that?
The customer does.
The customer pays for you breaking a table when you're demonstrating it.
Yeah, because then I say, hey, this is your fault, you know? If you would have bought this, I would not have. I even go say, look, either you buy this or I'm going to break it right now. That's how serious I am. I'm going to tell them, this is how serious I am, that this is the lowest possible price that you're going to get anywhere. I said, if you don't buy it, I'm right here in front of you. I'm going to break it. I'm going to jump on top of it. I'm going to elbow drop it. I'm going to break it right in front of you. Yeah, that's what I do. And then it gets crazy. Like, this one time, like, this family was there, and they had two kids, and the wife was screaming, yes, MF-er, he's scaring our children and this and that. And I said, hey, you know, your children shouldn't be out at the furniture store. That's when people go to test out furniture. It has a bunch of sexual connotations. You know how it is.
Wow. Well, I'll be honest with you. That doesn't sound like the way that I want to run the business here.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound as professional or as anything that I would be interested in.
Yeah. You know?
We try to be very upfront and very honest with our customers. We don't try to intimidate them, nor do we try to break furniture in front of them.
All right. Now, what about mattresses? Do you sell that also, or any sleep out, you know, sleeping couches?
Mattresses.
Yeah, so that's another thing. The lady, like, she say, hey, lay down. And then I get behind her, and I wear this cologne. It's got pheromones in it, you know? And it, you know, weakens the female body up. It weakens the woman. It makes her breathe harder. It raises her heart rate, all this stuff. And she's almost intoxicated by the time we get to the mattresses. And, I lay her down and say, hey, baby girl. Hey, you like this mattress, right? Imagine that I had my head between your legs on this mattress right now, you know, and usually they just go crazy.
I don't think that's something that I would want to proceed with here.
I'm Cuban and I work out, you know, I do marathons. I squat.
I do marathons, but I don't.
It's hot. Oh, that's hot. Yeah. What do you wear? What do you like to wear? What kind of shoe you rock?
I think that we're going to have to, like I said, I just don't think that you're going to be a good fit for us here.
Uh-huh.
So, but I do appreciate you calling and giving your input and your advice and everything.
Oh, that's good. Do you think maybe I can still meet and just give you at least some more ideas, you know?
Actually, I think we're pretty set here. So we have the job fair on Thursday if you want to come over. But
I'll come. I'm going to talk to you. You know, this is Eddie. Hey.
I don't think it would be a good match for us.
What's up, girl? I'll say, what's up, girl? Like that. That's what I'll say. I'm going to come in and I'm going to be like, what's up, girl? When I see you.
Like I said, I appreciate you calling in. I just don't think it's going to be a good match. I don't think it's going to be a good fit. But
hey, girl. That's what I'm going to do. When I come, I'm going to go, hey, girl. Like that. Eh?
Well, I wish you luck, Eddie. Thank you for taking the time. And have a great day.
All right, girl.
Thank you.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
All women like being yelled at like that. All women like it. The feeling, you know, being a man at random just goes, hey! What's up, girl? All are young, and it's summertime, so we might have some people listening. Some of our high school and middle school students. Fans might be listening live at home. Parents are at work. You know, they're sitting there watching, getting ready to watch some afternoon cartoons. Listening to old Carlito in the Madhouse. That's so you know, young men out there. Women like it when you yell at them. When you yell, hey, or yell, woo. really loud out of a car window when you see them and they look hot, tell you what, man. Dark Strange just asked what color her panties are. That's another thing girls like. Ask them what color their underwear is. You say like that, what color is your underwear? In a very Arabic way. What color is your underwear? That's how I imagine Indians say it. Hey, anyway, I wanted to mention I've been doing prank calls with Dialer and his crew over at Global Chaos Radio, the former Jillycast or Gillycast Radio, whatever it was. I didn't join them today, but when I get a chance during the afternoons, they do pranks, and they run a podcast. So if you've been paying attention, you should be paying attention, but if you pay attention, you'll hear your old boy Carlito. I've been doing a few pranks. They've had a few on those episodes, including one that was really good. Actually, a few that were really good on there, and they've had some good ones too. So be sure to check out dialerslab.tk. I think that's the site. I don't know what site he gives out for the show per se, but he's in the chat room now. He'll tell me, and he should post it. Because there is Carlito pranks are on the last few episodes there of Global Chaos Radio, so be sure to check those out. We've been having fun. Even Jen. Yeah, because I was doing it one day, and Jen's like, hey, what's up? He hit me up on Skype. He's like, hey, not much. Doing pranks with Dialer. What are you doing? He's like, oh, let me in. I'm like, all right. And Jen did a pretty good call to an Indian place. That's on the, I want to say that was on Friday's release. The 5th, July the 5th episode. I think it was a July the 5th episode. Anyway, just go there and check it out. We're there. Fucking sinuses are killing me. And they have been for a while. Auto collision instructor. Immediate opening for a permanent full-time auto collision instructor. Requirements include the ability to plan, assess, and supervise high school students. Okay. PA safety inspection certification, supervisory experience, and other applicable industry credentials are preferred. Salary depends on experience with a full benefit package. All right, and here's the number. Let's give them a call. Let me circle it so I don't lose it. Give me a second. Okay. By the way, our anniversary, I got to figure out when we're going to do our next, our eight-year anniversary show. It should be within the next week or so. But I believe, I got to check my calendar. I think I'm working all weekend this weekend, so I can't do a show this weekend. We might have to hold off for another week. But last year we had a good show. Remember, Jin was on for the first time in a long time. He joined us. We had Zolar on. Then we had a few people. I think we had Dr. Lego on or something, or we tried to. Anyway, that's coming up. We always do like a countdown and stuff. It's going to be rough for me to get a countdown, though, because I haven't isolated any of the prank calls on the show, really, in the last year. So I think we'll have to skip that.
Hello, you have reached Vocational Technical School. We are operating under the summer schedule until August 15th.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Administration office.
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, honey. I'm calling about this auto collision instructor position.
Okay.
Who do I talk to on that there, big girl?
Let me transfer you to the admin director.
All right, honey.
Bryn.
Hey, how you doing there, big guy? How are you, boy?
I'm good.
Oh, very good. Listen, I see this. You got the auto collision instruction. I used to teach driver's ed in high school for 3 years, and I also taught road safety and driver instruction courses out of my own company for 5 that folded after my wife died, goddammit. Hello?
Yep, I'm listening.
So I'm interested. I go down there and teach a class, get these kids in the line. I don't mess around either. I say, hey, you listen, you pay attention. Look what you do and how you... Now, am I teaching them how to drive? I do defensive driving also. I know defense...
Yeah, it's not a driving course now.
I know you go, you drive and you put the car in drive and you go... Murp, murp, and you go whoop, whoop, like that. You go forward and then back and you put the brake down... The car stop, the breakdown, the car stop, and then you put a hand on the gear, and you go back to the R for reverse, and you honk your horn a little bit so people know you're going back. You go meep, meep, like that. You look in all your windows and mirrors, and, you know, then you go, you turn down the radio, no distraction, and you go back, and you look, and you're looking, and you're looking, and when you get to where you think you stop, you put on the brake, and you put it in the P for park machine. And then you fully turn off the lights. And then you take the keys out. You put the keys in your pocket. And you get out, and you lock the door. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yep. stuff like that.
Yeah, sounds great. You sound like exactly what we're looking for.
Excellent. So what do I need to do?
You need to turn in an application.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay.
So you can find that at our website, www.cpavts.org, and I'll be looking for it.
All right. Did you need my name?
Well, when you turn in an application, I'll get it then.
I'm Eddie Garcia. I'm the guy. Remember, I told you everything about how do you go in the car and you move the car. You're careful. Okay, you're careful. The car is a responsibility. Okay? And you pay attention. And the car is not a right. It is a privilege. That's what you say. Every time you just go in the car, before you turn the key on, I say, Lord. I do a little prayer. I say, good Lord, Lord Father. The car... is not a right, it's a privilege and respect. And then I put the key in and turn on the car.
Yep. I agree with you.
Good.
You got it.
Okay, buddy. All right, honey. So I'll send that application on the computer machine. Do I have to turn my computer on?
You can write it out if you want.
Okay, and then when I do a sending the fax or whatever, do I hit pound to send it or send?
You probably send.
Send, okay. Okay. All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Yep. All right, that made his day. That made his day. You know, he's telling everyone, I got the weirdest fucking call. Some guy went into a 3-minute weird baby talk explanation of putting his car in park. And the prayer he does before he starts his car to Lord Father. Lord Father. Then I'm asking him, how do I send a fax? Do I hit send? He's like, yeah, probably going to go with send. Yeah. I'm like, all right, cool, man. Awesome guy. Give me just a second here. I need to look up a phone number. A certain special phone number here, please. Thank you. 2:50 in the East Coast. It's about to be noon here in about 10 minutes on the West Coast for Monday, July the 8th. This is the Madhouse Radio Machine. Thank you for joining me if you're listening live. We're also broadcasting on RBCP and is a prank call radio network, prank call live radio, something like that. Shit, I don't know. And we're on Blue Planet Prank Radio also. Don't forget the YouTube channel and the YouTube video feed is on right now. You can catch this and other previous shows via the video archives there at youtube.com/madhouseradio. That's my username on YouTube. For that matter, it's also the Google Plus account if you even give a shit. I don't, because I never log into it except for doing these live hangouts on air. Got a request here from a direct message in YouTube. Can I play the voicemail from the freezer guy that was really pissed off at me a few weeks ago? Yeah, sure. Here's the first of those, the best one of those.
You got a freezer for sale? Tell me. You know who you're talking to, asshole. Cocksucker. Motherfucker.
There you go. I have fulfilled your request. Ken's got to go do dishes. Ha ha. Ah, go do dishes. Anyway, here's this number I wanted to do. This is the Alexander Book Company in San Francisco. And ask them a nice question. A prank call idea that I got over the weekend here. Partly credit to Dialer. You'll see why if it goes down.
Alexander Book Company, I can help you.
Hey, how are you there, big guy?
I'm good, how are you?
I got a problem. My wife, it's our anniversary, and I have no idea what to get her. And she found out that I didn't get her anything yet, but I'm at work. So her best friend told me that she likes that 50 Shades kind of books, you know, the dirty sexual books.
The 50 Shades of Grey.
Do you have those kind of books there?
You mean, do we have that particular book or books like that?
Books like that, that genre where the women like to read it and it's sexual, you know?
Hold on a moment.
She gave me a list of titles, and I have one in particular she really wants.
Okay. What is that?
It's called like that. I don't know how to spell it. I think it's...
No, I don't either.
It's like... It's,
hold on a moment. Let me look it up. Hold
it's
on.
Called... like that.
Right. Okay, yeah. I got you. Hold on.
Okay. Dig this music, man. Very chill. Good idea, Zax. Read him the description of it. Hello.
Yeah, we don't have that one. And the only other book that we have, particularly like 50 Shades of Grey, is Sylvia Day series. Okay.
Do you have, do you have that one? There's one called, oh, God, like that. I don't even know how to spell it. I think it's U-G-H-H. It's like that. It's supposed to be the sound of the man when he's going to ejaculate. He's holding his penis, you know, and he goes, like that.
Sorry, no, I don't have that.
You don't know how you spell it?
Hold on one second.
Do you have Oh Fuck Yeah? It's by Ken. All right. He hung up. Never mind. He doesn't have oh fuck yeah, sorry Ken. I know Ken's listening. That's awesome. MSC3 Clay mentioning the best hold music is classical music, NES or MIDI style. We get that a lot in Japan. Sometimes China, when you get put on hold there, you get the Super NES or 16-bit, 8-bit kind of sounding. More 16-bit. It's 16-bit MIDI-style hold music. Those Japanese, man. All right, let's continue looking at the newspaper here. I'm glad he got a kick out of that, the guy, though, and he actually called it. All right, here we go. Caregivers, all shiftesses, car necessary, clean record, home instead, senior care. Okay, home instead. Whatever. Hang on, the milkman's calling. Hey, the milkman. Hello. Hey. Hey, man. Hey, I'm doing prank calls on the air. You want to go on? I thought you were sleeping. I didn't bother you.
No, I'm awake.
All right, I'm going to call you. Want me to call you back? Oh, you want to get on Skype or on the cell phone?
Who's doing calls?
Just me. That's just me. No, no, no. No, nothing like that. It's just me. I've just been on for about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe.
Okay, Give me about 5 minutes-ish. And,
all right.
Actually, give me about, like, can you call me back about, like, 10 to quarter after? Because I need to call my mom real quick.
You want me to call your phone or your Skype?
Oh, okay. Give me until about, like, my Skype set up.
All right, then you call me on Skype, and I'll pick it up, so I don't forget, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Biz?
On Biz, yeah, hey, the Biz. Biz, yeah, the Biz, yep.
All right, I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Okay, say hi to your mom for me.
Thanks, bro.
Bye. Yep, bye. All right, cool. That's good. We got the milkman. He sleeps during the day like I do usually, so I don't want to bother him. That's good. He's up. I just have weird nights off this week. I've got tonight and tomorrow night off. So, and I might actually get called into work tomorrow. I had to work last night. It was kind of a last minute thing. So I had been kind of planning to do a show last night, but it didn't work out. I feel bad if anybody was out there waiting. I was figuring someone else would go on. Usually someone else does, either Brad or Jayad or Ice Goose or Sloth or a combination of those. Gentlemen's. Milkman does not want to be on with anyone else except for me. I don't know what's up with that, but that's him. That's the way he's been lately. All right. Back to the newspaper. I was getting ready to call. Who was it? The caregivers. All right, here we go.
This is Dab.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Hi, good.
Oh, good. I'm calling that. You need some caregivers?
We are accepting applications for the position of caregiver, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I like to give tender, loving care, nice care. And I have a good car. Do I need to drive them around and stuff?
There are things that you do. companionship, meal preparation, light housekeeping. Mm-hmm. We run errands for them and with them, and then helping with personal care.
I have a clean record, except one time I rolled up a newspaper and hit one of my patient's dogs with it a few times on the head. I was trying to teach it to not take a shit. I'm sorry, to go to the bathroom inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the person I was giving care to, the patient, he had told me, he said, you know, if you want, you teach him. And he bought a chain to put around the dog, and I yanked the chain. And he said, and hit him with the newspaper, the rolled up newspaper. And I said, all right, and I hit him in the head, you know. And then my boss found out, and I said, but that's what the old man said, you know, to do that. And they said, doesn't matter, you know, he's senile, he's crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for about a whole 3 months, at least once a day, I had to hit the dog in the head.
That doesn't sound good, huh?
But it wasn't really my fault, you know?
All right. Well, if you are interested in the position, we can certainly look at your application.
Man.
So we would ask you to stop by the office here and fill one out, and we'll go from there.
Now, okay? I just want to let you know, I'm going to have a car, and I have a pit bull that I have to take out, but it has to be on a muzzle because of the police, because he got loose once and was threatening to bite some people. So pit bull will be in my car, but he has a muzzle on. You know, but
that's fine. He just cannot come in the office.
No,
okay?
No. But he usually scratches at the windows and claws at stuff. But he can't. He'll get out of the car. He'll break out of the car too sometimes, and he might run around the parking, you know, or in front of the building. But he's muzzled. He won't hurt anybody. He chases little animals around and stuff. But he's so stupid, you know, that he doesn't know that he's got a muzzle on. He broke through one muzzle though.
Oh my! All right.
But I'm saying it's cool. He's on a muzzle. He's my little baby sweetheart, baby dog, baby.
Uh-huh.
I say hey little, and I go me 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 like that to him. I say all the time. I say me.
All right.
Me,
well,
me,
we're
me.
In the office Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30.
And then me 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 me. Me 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 me. You know.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Mimi mo 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 mimi mo. I don't know where else to take that, so I just went into some mimi mo's. There you go. Very mature and very funny. I'm sure you all thought that was hilarious. The dog, yes. There are notes in the chat room. How does a pit bull threaten to bite someone? I'm gonna bite you. that's Pablotron. Good point. Fucking Pitbull. Well, you know, threatening. He was baring his teeth and barking, but he wasn't biting, you know? He was threatening. Didn't, you know? That's all you gotta do. You just gotta tell my Pitbull, me, 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 and he calms down. Me, 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 me. The lady probably thinks I'm nuts. Okay. Collectors. $11.66 an hour. Plus. $11.66 plus. Are you an experienced collector that is not properly compensated for your outstanding performance? Collections law firm located in the area is seeking full-time collectors for its expanding government collection practice. The fuck is that? Jeez. They also offer paid training, paid medical benefits, and dental coverage. We can call this number here. Okay, here we go. The Collector. It's a great name for a supervillain in a comic book. The Collector. I am the Collector.
Please leave a message and I will return your call as soon as possible. Should your call require immediate attention, please dial 0 for the attendant. Thank you.
Please hold for
Weinbarger, Goggin, Blair, and Samson.
Samson's the gay one.
Michelle.
At the tone, please record your message. Please hold for
Mailbox Harrisburg.
You have reached the Harrisburg Collection Branch of Weinbarger, Goggin, Blair, and Samson.
0 is not valid.
No.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished...
I got stuck in voicemail hell. See if I can complain to someone about Samson. I gotta pee, guys.
Afternoon, office.
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, well, I'm a little... I could be better, you know? My man hasn't come through yet. But that's not your problem. He's just regular pot dealer lazy. I've got, looking here at this collections, $11.66 an hour.
Yes.
All right, I'd be interested in that. And I was supposed to give a phone call if I had any questions. You sound like you're a little, you know, a little perturbed or worried, upset that I'm calling. Is it okay that I have some questions?
No, I'm just trying to determine what this call was in reference to.
Into the stupid job, you know? All right, so then I wanted to tell you about how well I perform. The first thing I think we should go over is we really need to downsize the staff there, you know? And that's the first thing you do. You put me in, and I start creating dissent among the staff. I report back to you and all the rumors and stuff, who's sleeping with who doesn't like who, stuff like that. And then I can intimidate if they're trying to unionize. They're trying to start a union. I intimidate them for you, you know? I go through trash cans and stuff. I look at their internet history, their cookies that they're using on the computer. And then I'm a great collector.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You can look elsewhere.
Hey, honey. Don't be like that. Come on, baby. Don't you
have a great day.
Don't you want to meet me, baby? Oh, shit. They are dicks. Every fucking collection place you call. Or they call you. They're always dickheads. You think that you'd be nice if you were a collector. You know? You try to be nice. So they get the guy mad to actually pay the money. But now they're usually like... ugh. They're just used to bullshit. That's why. And they're pretty low on the totem pole. They're pretty... They're picking out of the shallow end of the... the pool, if you know what I'm saying. All right, I gotta urinate. I gotta empty my bladder in the toilet and then flush it and wash my hands. And maybe peep something else to drink because I'm getting tired of this tea. Excuse me. Let's play Man Pants. You know, I brought it up earlier. Maybe a job. Since we're doing these job prank calls here for the first time in like a few years, used to do these daytime shows on a weekly basis when the schedule permitted it. I am looking here. Ad placement job. I think this is the ad placement job is the one where I confused the actual newspaper company that had the wanted ads. I confused their phone number that they had posted for people to call in and place ads. Anyway, here you go. Listen, I'll be right back. Give me about 3 minutes.
Yes, hello. This is Ralph Littlejohn, and I'm applying in response to your ad that was under retail in this Orlando Sentinel from yesterday. I have experience with ad placement.
Okay. You're talking to an ad that was... that the Orlando Sentinel placed?
Right. You folks put an ad here. It says new ad placement. I'm an ad placement. I have experience with ad placement in the newspaper. So I wanted to apply for this job.
Okay. Read the whole thing to me.
New ad placement. For your convenience, Orlando Sentinel classified is available for new ad placement. 24 hours a day position. 7 days a week available. 365 days a year options. Call 800 and it has your number. So I wanted to apply because I have retail experience and ad placement experience.
Okay. Okay, sir, that is not a job. That's not.
But it's in the job offers. It says here job offers.
I realize that, sir, but it's not a position that we have available.
It's in the career builder.
I understand that, sir, if you would please let me finish my statement.
Why are you discriminating against me because I'm applying for a job?
Sir, I am not discriminating against you. I'm trying to explain to you why that ad is there.
Because it's an open position.
That is, no, it is not. What I'm trying to explain to you is that is what we in the business call a house ad. That is directed to the employer.
Yeah, okay, so this is the employer I'm calling.
Orlando Sentinel is not
the for the employment. Yeah, okay.
We do not have any positions available in the retail section.
Okay, what is your fax number there? So I can send my fax or an email address?
What I can, if you will, you can find out what positions the Orlando Sentinel has available by going to our website, OrlandoSentinel.com.
Yeah, you can transfer me now. Can you transfer me there, please?
Sir?
Can you transfer me there now, please?
No, sir, I cannot.
You can't transfer me to get the jobs. This is not fair. I think it's because you know that you have the same job, that you're intimidated.
Sir, I am not intimidated. I am a customer service rep.
And that's why I'm trying to get a job in customer service ad placement.
Okay, sir, we do not, what I'm trying to explain to you is we do not have positions available.
This is horrible.
Find out what
it says here, you have a position, new ad placement retail. Sales, new ad placement retail. And then all of a sudden, oh, I don't have a position because you sound like you're going to make me look bad.
Sir, I am not an HR person.
Well, I asked you to transfer me and you're refusing. You're blocking me here. You're interfering. You're running interference.
No, I am not interfering with you, sir.
What is your ID number?
I don't have an ID number.
Well, I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you to the career builder.
I don't work with it in Career Builder, sir.
Transfer me now. I command you to transfer me.
Sir, you can command me all you want to. I cannot transfer you to Career Builders because we are not part of Career Builders.
Okay, I'm going
to
ask you one question. If you look on your...
Let me finish, please.
I can't. I have a problem with letting people finish stuff. I just do mine first and then I'll let you do yours because I don't want to forget. It's a good point. Please?
All right.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much for being understanding and professional. Answer me yes or no. Is there a button on your telephone machine that says transfer?
Yes.
Push that button and then put the extension in for Career Builder and then press transfer. Now.
Sir,
But you can finish what you need to say first.
I do not have a position. I do not have a phone number for Career Builders.
Well, who handles human? If you had to call your human resource director to see if your medical benefits were okay, what is that? You can transfer that number, right?
No, sir, I cannot because our benefits are handled out of our office in Chicago.
Oh, the Tribune Company?
Yes.
Oh, that crap. Those Republicans. Please, maybe this is best that I don't get a job with you. Are you a Republican? Is that why that's what it is? Because I'm a Democrat, maybe you're thinking, oh, we can't have this liberal here. I understand.
No,
it's okay.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's called blackballing.
I can tell you how to find positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
I just want you to know that Martin Luther King didn't sacrifice himself for this.
That has nothing to do with what you want.
Well, you're bastardizing the whole movement of free people.
No, I am not.
Shame on you.
I am trying to tell you how to locate positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
Do you have sticky pads there? I want you to write down shame and stick it on your computer monitor and leave it there for a week
I'm going to have to hang up with you now.
Shame.
Because you are insulting me.
Shame on you. I'm
and
shaming you.
I will not continue to listen to it.
I'm holding my finger to the phone and I'm wiping it with the other finger. Shame. You hear it? Shame, shame, shame.
Shame on you.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to...
Shame on you. Yeah. I'm back. Motherfuckers. Did you miss me? Where were we? More prankies. Collections is done. This is all the first page still. Doing pretty good. Here we go, delivery driver. Delivery driver, all right. Delivery driver wanted. Are you a good communicator and live near Newport? We are looking for an independent contract driver for a round trip route. Okay. Depending on the route, it's $75 to $110 a trip. Emergency delivery is also available to the right person. Okay. Anyway, I got the number here. Who cares? Let's do it. Alright, nothing there. Okay, here we go. Next page. Next page. Looking for the next page here. If my sausage fingers would open it. Oh, boy. These papers are fucking dumb, man. Look at this shit. No wonder they're fucking dead. So inconvenient. I have fucking newspaper holding this shit out, folding it here and folding it there. FedEx. FedEx is looking. They're providing medical, dental, vision, prescription, and paid vacations and holidays. Three pay increases within the first 6 months of employment. Tuition assistance. Career advancement opportunities. Weekly paycheck. Direct deposit. Whoa, ho, ho. Okay. You must be 18, no longer in high school, pass a background check, and be able to load, unload, and sort packages, as well as perform other related duties. Okay. $11.50 an hour to start. They never raised that, dude, because I remember when I was a high schooler, some people were trying to get, they started working for FedEx and UPS, one of those two. And it was the same. It was like $11.50 an hour, but in that, in 1996 money, and 1997 money, you know, that was good. Especially I was working, you know, I was making $5.15 an hour, $4.80 an hour, $5.15 an hour, something like that. Minimum wage when I was coming out of high school in my part-time job. And you're like, damn, $11.50 an hour to throw boxes? That's some good money. Especially back then. That's not that good, but they haven't adjusted it. Ooh, shit.
Thank you for calling the FedEx Ground Employment Hotline. We are currently accepting applications for the part-time package handler position. We pay $11 to $11.50 an hour to start, depending on the shift. Shift start times are 2:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 11:30 p.m., and 4 o'clock a.m. Start times are subject to change. A brief thought observation is required before completing an application. You do not need to schedule a thought observation. Just show up. Thought observations are currently being conducted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock p.m. Please bring a photo ID with you and arrive approximately 10 minutes early to allow time to sign in and get through security. Sessions start promptly as scheduled, and anyone arriving late will be asked to return to a later session. There will be a 5-minute walk to the main operating building, so dress appropriately for adverse weather conditions. After completing a thought observation, you are welcome to submit an application.
FedEx Ground, this is Kathy.
What's up, Big Kathy? How you doing, girl?
Okay.
Good. I got this ad here I'm looking at, 11:50 an hour to start throwing boxes. You know, you throw them boxes and stuff. You're like, hey, take this box, you stupid, and you throw it.
Okay. Are you Are you interested in applying for a package handler position?
Yeah, I want to handle them packages, you know? I got to...
Okay.
Am I just in the center there, big girl, or do I go on a truck?
You need to talk to HR. I'll transfer you
honk,
there,
honk,
okay?
Honk, honk, like that.
Hold on.
Honk. Ken, they want to absorb my sexual organs.
You have reached Terry in the HR department at FedEx Ground. I'm unable to thank you.
You're a bitch.
Debbie Beard, please wait.
Big Debbie Beard.
Good afternoon, FedEx Ground. This is Angie.
I need to speak with Big Debbie Beard.
One moment.
All right, honey.
FedEx Ground maintenance. How may I help you?
Is that Debbie?
Excuse me?
Is that Debbie? How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Is this Debbie? I said, damn it.
Yes, this is Debbie.
I'm calling about the job here. You got people handling packages, throwing packages around.
Oh, you want HR. Hang on.
Well, listen,
okay?
Listen. They said I got to talk to you. Are you the manager, honey? What do you do?
No, I am not.
What do you do? What do you do there, Debbie?
I work in maintenance.
Oh, you fix stuff?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Oh, you're just on the computer like a pretty little girl, not getting involved in a man's business?
No, I try to keep them in line. But let me transfer you down to HR. That's who you need to talk to.
Keep me in line. You can use a whip on me in bed.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
I'll transfer you down.
Okay.
FedEx Ground, this is Terry.
Hey, Big Terry, how you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
I was just talking to Big Debbie over there in maintenance.
Yeah?
She's a firecracker, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Eddie. I was calling about this package handling position.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what do I got to do? This packing sort... You're going to observe me, observe observation of the sorting machine?
Oh, what that means is before you can put an application in, you must come in and do an observation of the work area so you have a realistic idea of what the job is you're applying for, and then you put the application in after that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I dig that. So should I come in like khakis? Or Dickies, or like, you know what I mean? I want to come and I'm going to have my Oakley sunglasses on. I'm like, hey, you know, I look down on the other people that are coming to do the observation. I'm like, psh, like I look at them up and down, you know, like who you are, nigga? Like that. That's what I say to them. What's up, nigga? Like that. You know? I'm like, psh.
We do sort observations Monday through Thursday at 3:00. If you want to put an application in, you can come in one of those days.
Can I have a private? Can I have a private one, just me with you all, and you know?
Now, exactly who am I talking to here?
I'm Eddie. Like, I want to do the sort observation, but I don't want those other nobodies hanging out with me. You know, other people applying. So, can I get one in private?
Could you repeat that statement for me, please?
Yes, I'm Eddie, and I'm looking to do the sort observation, but I don't want to be hanging out with the other applicants, all those dirty people. So I was wondering if you could do a private session, you know, just me
okay,
and whoever
Eddie,
it is.
Eddie,
hey, what's
I
up?
I don't think you're the kind of applicant that we're looking for
either.
Oh,
come on,
okay.
honey baby, come on. Oh, shit. Having fun with this. It's been a long time since I did pranks like this. I love it. She put me on speakerphone for other people to listen. That's what I love when I do these. When they're working in cubicles, probably, where they got other managers are around in the office. Like, you've got to hear this shit. Wow. Am I on speakerphone? I should have said that. Am I on speakerphone? Yeah? Why? Because it's my office and I put people on speakerphone. You got a problem with that? You know, I think that's my favorite. I don't know which of my favorite of these help wanted pranks that I used to do. That's a close second, if not my favorite, would be that one, man. Where the fucking guy, I call him back. He called me and I call him back. And I'm straight up like, my speakerphone, man? He's like, yeah, so? He's like, it's my office. I'm supposed to be looking for a job and I'm like, well, put me on speakerphone, man. It's my office and I put people on speakerphone. You don't like it? You got a problem with that? I'm like, yeah.
Jesus.
Mr. Valente?
Yeah, what's going on over there, sir?
I'm sorry?
How do you say there, buddy?
Very good. Thanks for asking.
All right, good.
Okay, you responded to an ad that we placed on...
Am I on speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Was I before?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's my office, and you're calling my office, and I put people on speakerphone. You have a problem with that?
Well, I think usually we ask for permission before we put people on speakerphone. Isn't that right, Mr. Allen?
This is right.
Okay.
And are you looking for a job?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Have a nice day, asshole.
He goes, thank you very much. Have a good day. You know what? You know what? You know what, man? I wish I could get the Orlando Sentinel, because those people are fucking stupid out there. These people in this town aren't that smart either, I'll tell you what. So far, I've been having some good luck with these doofuses. Alright, here's a company that works in staff management. They have great opportunities. F3Amazon.com fulfillment centers. That sounds like a fun job. I hear you get to ride bicycle. I hear you get to ride a fucking bicycle if you work at fucking Amazon. You know that, motherfucker? That sounds fun. I get a bicycle machine. Anyway, let's continue terrorizing people, companies that have put in help wanted ads in the local newspaper, shall we? The Amazon job coming up. I misdialed it. Maybe I can call back or call a different bookstore where I was asking for the book titled That was fun. What up, nigga? I just pictured...
SMX, this is Tanya. Can I help you?
Whatever, Tanya. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm calling about this job, you know, working for Amazon and stuff, you know? It sounds good. I heard you get to ride a bicycle and bring your dog to work and stuff like that.
What did you hear?
You get to ride a bicycle and start a fulfillment center and all that. And, you know, and that you can...
Yeah, I don't know anything about riding any bicycle.
I saw on the internet that said Amazon is so amazing in their fulfillment center. There's employees that ride bicycles to get back and forth. God damn it, it said.
Huh.
Yeah. So what kind of bike? Is it a tricycle or bicycle or unicycle?
I don't know. Have you started the application online?
Yeah, but I had some questions, and it said to call. If I had questions, I hope there's not a problem that I'm calling.
Nope. Actually, let me give you to Diana. Hang on one second.
Oh, thanks, honey. You know, one of those big tricycles that have the big basket in the back? What do you call that bicycle? It's not a tricycle. A tricycle is like for a kid. But this bicycle is for adults, but it has three wheels. That's got to have a special name. Those big basket grandma bicycles. We're waiting for Big Diana here.
This is Diana. Can I help you?
Hey, Big Diana. How you doing? Beautiful?
Good.
How you doing? Good. I was calling about you have full-time positions in the Amazon computer machine department, staff management, where I can move the shit around, put in the boxes and all that.
We have warehouse positions available.
Yeah, and I understand you get to ride a bicycle all around in the,
no.
in the place. That's what it said on the TV. They said Amazon is so amazing, you get to ride a bicycle in the distribution warehouse, it said.
Maybe that's a different warehouse, not ours.
Well, why? Why are you so? Why does this suck so bad?
Well, and if it's saying Amazon, then that's probably an Amazon commercial.
No, it was a MSNBC documentary.
Well, that was with Amazon. That wasn't with SMX.
What do you? So you do fulfillment for Amazon and everything?
Yes.
I have. I look good. I got a nice body, a nice tan. You know, I wear sunglasses inside. I wear. These Oakley sunglasses inside and everything. All the women love me.
And this is in regards to an application?
Yeah.
And what do you need to know?
So how many boxes I got to move around and all that? Like, what do I, you know?
That I do not know. I'm not down on the floor to know that.
Is there a man I can talk to that might know?
Sure, hold on.
All right, honey. I'm waiting for a man to come on the line here. Yeah. Do brown.
That's the Maxwell speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, big guy, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm pretty happy that I get to talk to a man. I've been talking to a few women. You know how that goes. Yeah.
What's up?
I'm calling about this stupid warehouse job that you assholes put in the newspaper.
Okay.
All right. So, what am I going to be doing? Filling up, well, I have a sheet of paper in my hand. I go, hey, it says here, number 154. And I go to the 154 section and I pull it down, you know? Is that what I have to do?
You would actually use a scanner.
All right. Now, I look handsome. I look got a nice tan. I got good teeth, you know? I got good teeth, good gums.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good strong back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can sire me if you want. If you have any other women there that you want me, I can sire you some nice little boys, you know. You can sell them off also.
Mm. Okay.
You know, I'll sleep with any of the women there. You need me to.
And your name is?
My name is Eddie Garcia.
What is it?
Eddie Garcia. Listen, I got some secret information. They're trying to unionize.
Mm-hmm.
The people in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I got a list of 22 names of people who are trying to unionize there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so. Would you be interested, you know? I'll help you out. You help me out, I'll help you out.
For what?
I'll give you the names of the employees there that are trying, have been holding unionization petition online. And they had two meetings already. They had a meeting just last night.
No, I'm not interested.
But we can stop the union, you know? We can stop them from unionizing it.
No, I'm good.
Oh, man.
Have you ever worked here before?
No, my ex-girlfriend did.
And
I started sleeping with another girl that works there. And I got caught and we broke up. But I know a few of them on Facebook, and I went to the meeting. And everything, and they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna start a union," you know. And they said, "FUCK, staff management." They were saying they were gonna put posters, not a poster, a flyer. They were gonna give out, and little cards also. They were gonna leave around. They said, "Are you tired of staff management? This and the wages. This. Don't you think we should make as much as they do in New Jersey?" It says. And it says, you know, the benefits and the no dental plan.
In New Jersey?
There's a different company that does this kind of thing in Jersey, and they make a lot more money. They get to ride bicycles inside and everything, yeah. So they said, if we unionize together, we all win. That's what it says. I'm looking at it, a copy of it. They're going to start giving them out there on the quiet when management isn't around.
Oh,
What building?
Huh?
What building?
I don't know which one. I got names is what I'm telling you, sir. I got all the names of the people that are going to do this to you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're not interested?
No.
Why not?
No, it's...
What do you do? Are you a manager or what are you?
Yeah, I'm a manager.
Hey, come on. I mean, I'll give you the information. You give me a job, and I'll rat these people out. And if you want, I'll infiltrate, you know? And I'll report.
I don't resort to those tactics.
I'll go to the bathroom and I hold my feet up so they don't know that I'm in there, and I hear them talking in the men's room and the women's bathroom, and I hear and I record it all and I write it down. I'll give you a report every day. So and so said this, so and so said that, so and so smokes marijuana at work. I have got a list of five people that smoke marijuana at work.
What building?
You work with me, and I'll work with you. Give me a day and a time I can come by, and we can have a meeting.
No, I'm not interested.
You want to go to let's go to lunch McDonald's together.
No,
me and
I'm
you, is this not a clean line? Is there another number I can call you at?
No.
This isn't a clean line. Is it being monitored, recorded?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, all right. If there's another number I can call you at, tap the phone.
No.
If you think they're listening or going to listen to this recording, tap the phone.
No.
All right, what time you get out?
Like 11 o'clock tonight.
Why don't you meet me at McDonald's?
No, I'm good.
Come on, and I'll give you this list of people. We'll talk, you know?
No, I'm not interested.
I'll do stuff. I'll suck your dick, man.
No, not interested.
I'll suck your dick, too.
No.
All right. All right, well, bye. That got really weird really fast. He seemed a little interested. If I would have given him a building, he would have been all over it. These managements are fucked up. I called telling him I'm going to rat people out. I'm trying to get someone that goes, oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Oh, who? Okay, yeah, let's meet. I think that's illegal, actually. You can tell I've been watching too many documentaries on Walmart in the last few days. Scanning here to see if there are any more that have a phone number. I'm not seeing any. I gotta make sure they're not fax numbers. I gotta read it. Drivers, CDL license only. $2,000 sign-on bonus. Get home weekly. Dedicated account. What? Huh? Equipment benefits and more. Roll with the best. And it has their phone number. Okay, cool. I think this is the trucking company. Hope you guys are enjoying this little shindig show I got going here. Glad to buy. Obliged. Sorry I missed last night. Try to get this edited as soon as I can and on the podcast for you guys to enjoy.
Be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes. Experienced drivers, please press 1. Owner operators, 2. Students, 3.
Trevor recruiting.
I got experience in the stupid trucks. I go all over the place. I've been everywhere. I don't do meth anymore. I'm clean and I'm safe. I got the Lord. I was interested in a job. Yeah.
Well, we don't have stupid trucks, but we do have semi trucks.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. How much experience do you have in the last 3 years?
No. I'd say about 50,000 miles.
You know, how many months of over-the-road driving do you have in the last 3 years of driving tractor-trailer over the road?
36 months.
But you've been fully employed for 3 years driving over the road.
They're pulling me off the truck tonight. They say that, you know, that I'm not clean anymore and stuff. I've done gone to rehab. I know the Lord. I read the Bible while I drive and everything.
Okay, but if they're pulling you off the truck, then I can't bring you in either if they're taking you off the truck.
Yeah, it's because I'm sleeping with the boss's sister. That's why.
Okay, but what are they going to tell us?
I don't know, you know. I don't know. Well, how do I know? I'm not a...
telling you they're pulling you off the truck because you're not clean anymore.
I'm not the damn tarot card woman, you know. What am I? How about I know what they're going to say? They'll probably say something stupid. Maybe they'll tell you. Maybe they'll tell you I'm fucking Mindy. I don't know. You know, we're in love. We're going to get married.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, once you figure that out, then you know, once you know what they're doing, but I mean, if they're discharging you, we can't have you, we can't accept an application.
God, yeah.
Okay.
It feels good.
Okay.
It feels good sometimes when I do that.
Okay.
I hold my breath.
I'm going to go now.
I hold my breath for about 15 seconds. It feels really good.
Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Hello?
Okay, yes, right. Well, as soon as you get everything figured out, you can apply, but first you have to get that taken care of, okay?
And I can pop wheelies in the semi-truck and everything.
All right. Well, we probably don't want you to pop wheelies in the semi-truck.
Oh,
so,
you ever see
okay.
a semi-truck?
So I'm going to assume that this is like a prank call.
Stupid woman. What?
And?
Yeah, stupid woman.
I'm going to pretend this is a prank call and we're on the radio right now and I'm going to let you go.
Honk, honk, honk.
And okay.
I like to honk the horn too. I say, honk, honk, you stupid asshole. That's what I say to the people in the streets, in the highway. I say, you motherfucker, you. Like that.
Okay. This is a professional line, so I'm going to go and answer calls. So you be safe out there, okay? No more of any of the other stuff. Bye.
I don't take any crap from anybody. You know? When I'm in my semi-truck, I just say, you motherfucker, you. She finally hung up. It's a prank call. Oh, yeah. That was funny. Okay, good deal. Shit. Popping wheelies, yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll do this next Monday. This might be a kind of a fun thing to bring back. I'll think about it. It's just I got some good sleep last night, or when I got home today, rather. I was nice and well rested, so I'm able to stay up a little bit here. No phone number there. Here we go. Program aid. Aid to work with an adult with disabilities and to drive a van. We'll need to provide personal care, assistance, and training. Monday through Friday, daytime, 30 plus hours per week. All you need is a high school diploma or GED. Must have a valid driver's license and a clean driving record. United Cerebral Palsy Machines. Okay. Should call and get the dad on the line and have him join us. There's also a number here for a hairstylist. We can give that a call here before we wrap things up for the afternoon. Let's see here. This one here has a few positions open, looks like. HVAC work, general maintenance worker with a lot of drywall experience, general laborers, forklift, assembly, warehouse supervisor, a data entry position. We got plenty. All right, we'll do that there. Hang on, I'm going through them all now so I can just do them all in a row. Let's see, this is the phone number of fax. Spanish teacher. Must get FBI clearance. the hell? It's a local school district. I don't want to mess with them. I don't want to mess with the local school district. Leave them alone. Let them do their jobs. It's more important than me fucking around with them. In-house parts salesperson. Due to continued growth, we have a... We're accepting applications for a full-time parts person at our office. Job requires computer skills, looking up parts for technicians and customers, pulling of parts, and some heavy lifting. Okay, that sounds good. Parts. Can probably do something sexual about parts. We also have instructional assistant. I think that's it. I think that was the last one. If I can figure this shit out, god damn it. I think everything else is real estate and stuff. No, there's more employment. Here's a whole other page. Surprised. Yeah, a whole bunch of them. Roofing. Mechanics. Wow, cool. Plenty to do here. Okay. Even the ones for sale could be promising. Knowing the people in this city. All right, starting with number one, drivers. Drivers.
Experienced drivers, please press 1.
This is Elizabeth. Can I help you?
Hey, how are you doing, beautiful? I was calling about...
I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's good, honey baby. I was calling about this driving job you have.
Yeah, yeah. We're looking for over-the-road drivers, home every other weekend.
Then I get to... I get to eat my chicken in the truck and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I've also got teams wanted there, and we've got a Northeast region wanting some drivers for that area.
I have a pet.
So what are you looking for?
I have a pet chicken also. He sits
On a truck?
He sits on my lap, and he's my little chicken. I pet him on the
head.
Yeah, I'm going to eat him one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how much over-the-road experience have you had the past 3 years?
Three years. I've been working 3 years the whole time. But
tractor trailer?
Yeah, and then I had sex with my boss's sister, and they got mad.
Because I was
porking her, you know? I was having sex with her.
Okay, you can spare me the details,
yeah,
okay?
Like she went down on me inside the office. And then
are you interested in a job, or you just want to talk dirty? What's the deal?
No, I am. I'm just letting you know that what they're going to tell you, why they let me go. They pull me off the truck.
I mean, I can do without that information. Tell me what you're looking for and how I can help you.
I'm looking for the office. You know, I can pull her panties down right there. Oh, shit. Pull her panties down. All right, that was fun. Okay. I'll leave them alone. Anyway, here is the program aid to work with a cerebral palsy. All right, let's do it. Give me a fucking second here. I'm so mean. I start saying, "Hey, honey, baby, sweetie." I'm like, from the beginning, these are all women that work in offices and shit. Some guys already, "Hey, honey, baby." They're like, "Oh, whatever."
Good afternoon, Alternatives. This is Melissa.
Hey, big Melissa. How are you doing, sweetie, honey, baby?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. I was looking for Fred over there. He was talking to me about getting this job to work with his stupid people.
Excuse me?
He was working me getting a job working with the stupid people.
Stupid people?
Yes.
Can I ask who's calling?
This is Eddie. Eddie Cross. I had talked about getting an interview with Fred before. He said to call back with some more info. I have more information on the stupid people that I used to work with?
You know, I don't think that that's going to work out. If you're calling here and calling these people stupid.
Put a man on the phone here, honey. I don't need.
He's not here right now.
I don't need to talk to any women over there.
Okay, he's not here right now. Have a good day.
Bitch. Very rude and mean and nasty. How dare I call cerebral palsy people stupid people? She just had her mouth open, wide open the whole time. Excuse me? Stupid people? We don't have any stupid people. All right, well, let me prepare the next one while we see if Milkman connects. This is the company that had a whole bunch of different ones available. The air conditioning repair, general maintenance, drywall stuff, forklift, assembly, yada, yada, yada. Let's try that, guys. Probably will be wrapping up here soon at some point. I'm getting a little burned out. Just fun to come on and do some pranks real quick. This isn't a full Madhouse show production. It's just a middle-of-the-day thing. I'll try to do more of them for sure.
Thank you for calling REM. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, sexy. How you doing?
Excuse me?
Hey, sexy. How you doing, honey? Oh, shit. She sounded Puerto Rican.
Romano, thank you for calling REM. Kathy speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Eddie. I'm looking about the job that you have in the papers.
Oh, yeah. Can you please hold?
Okay, honey.
Satisfied with our service at REM Staffing. Someone will be with you in just a moment.
REM, Jorge speaking.
Hey, Jorge. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien.
Oh, good. I'm calling about working REM Staffing. You have forklift, assembly jobs, and all that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, so what do I need to do? I come in, and do I do a drug test there or somewhere else?
Are you registered here?
¿Cómo que registered?
Did you have an application here?
Oh, I want to do. I want to do the application, you know?
Okay, you have to come then tomorrow already because we already closed.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey baby. So then you do drug testing there or do I take it somewhere?
No, we do the drug test here.
Oh, you do? And I go pee-pee right there in the cup and all that? Or how do you do
it? No, you don't need to.
No? How do you do drug test?
A mouth swab.
A mouth swab?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how long does it take the marijuana to get out? I think it's like 3 weeks.
I don't know.
So maybe I should wait. If I last have
money. But huh? We don't do a drug test with the interview.
Okay, but when you do the drug test, is the mouth swab?
Yes.
And that lasts longer than the urination, right? It takes longer?
I don't know.
Can you look it up? Can you find out and see how long it takes?
Just come to the application first, and then we'll talk about the other stuff.
Yeah, but I want to make sure I got enough time to pass the drug test because I smoke marijuana sometimes, you know?
What's your name?
This is Eddie.
Eddie?
Uh-huh.
Eddie.
Eddie Garcia.
Eddie Garcia.
Uh-huh. I'm from Miami.
From Miami.
I came from Cuba. Originally, I was a Marielita, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I came on the boats in the 80s. I was 10 years old.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But sometimes I party, you know, and then, you know, my friend, he came back from the army, and then we had some marijuana. We were smoking. But I want to make sure, you know, maybe I should wait like at least a week, right?
That I don't know.
Do you think it'd be safe if I wait like 3 weeks and then I do the application just to give myself enough time, you know, for it to get out of my system? Because I got really high. I smoked a lot of marijuana and I started driving and drinking.
Oh, yeah. Then yeah. No. That's not a good thing.
Then I wait to make sure that I had a lot of sex without a condom, too. Last night I had sex without a condom with this married woman. I was like, yeah, like that. I fuck her, you know? So maybe I wait. Do you check for the stuff like that, you know, like herpes and stuff?
No, we don't.
Okay. Okay. But I should get that checked out too, right? That was a bad idea.
Probably, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe I'm going to pick her up and I'm going to take her to the pharmacy and we get the Plan B, you know?
Yeah.
They say Plan B, the Plan B, the pill, so yeah. She doesn't get pregnant, you know? I think I should do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, I'll let you know how it goes, Jorge.
All right.
Okay, and then 3 weeks, then no, I should have no more money, as long as I don't touch marijuana for 3 weeks.
Unless you continue partying the way you do.
No, because I had too much partying, you know? Too much partying, too much drinking, I threw up and everything, and I had like 5 marijuana cigarettes.
What's your name again?
Eddie.
Eddie, where do I know you from?
I don't know.
Do I know you? No.
I don't think so, no. I just got here like 2 years ago. Probably not.
And who gave you my number?
The newspaper.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, after I start, do you check again, you know?
It depends. If we send you to a company that run random tests, then yes.
Oh, man. That's hard, you know? That's hard.
Yeah.
And it's always mouth swab. I got to look up this mouth. I think there's a way. I think if I put, like, a penny in your mouth, I think you can you can pass the mouth swab, yeah. If you put, like, pennies in your mouth when you do it, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to look it up. It's on YouTube. This guy's How to Be Any Mouth Swab. And they sell a special mouthwash you can use.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. As soon as I find out, or if I find this special mouthwash, they sell it at the bodybuilding, you know, GNC.
Mm-hmm.
They sell it there. It's called Detox, Mouth Detox Cleanse for mouth cheeks. It says for cheek swab. That's what you do, right? Cheek swab drug test pass. I'm looking at the box here. It says pass any cheek swab drug test. Take this mouthwash for 30 seconds, gargle and rinse your mouth, 30 seconds, no more than 60 minutes prior to having a cheek swab drug test. This will allow you to pass any alcohol, marijuana, opioid, PCP, cannabinoid, cocaine, and other commonly tested for substances, it says here.
And how much is that?
I'm at the marijuana store right now, where you buy the pipes at, you know?
Yes.
And I think it's like $30 for some of them. It's enough. I think it says 10 ounces of the mouthwash.
Okay.
So I could use that I'll just keep it on me at work, you know, and they say, hey, you know, cheek swab. Would you let me do my mouthwash right there before you do the test?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, we can't do that.
Can I use the bathroom before I do a cheek swab?
We don't have one here.
Oh, come on.
For the public.
But I'm no public anymore than I'm interviewing, you know?
No.
Okay. All right, then I'll do it in the car before I come in.
Okay.
I'm going to buy this, and I'm going to come by, okay? Tomorrow, you said, right?
All
right. Okay, buddy.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, cool. He got some enjoyment out of that. Oh, shit. Milkman reporting, breaking news, he's still talking to his mama. To his mama. So we can't talk to him yet. Well, Milkman, hurry up, man, because I'm going to wrap this up pretty soon, sir. Okay, what's next? The parts. Private parts. Yeah, EMG, MG, whatever. There is no bathroom for public there. Fuck, I'm gonna ask a bunch of technical questions about the drug test. How can I pass it? Fucking cheek swab, right? What the fuck's that?
Hey, this is Joy.
Hey, Big Joy. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling about this job application for parts, touching the parts, and showing your parts.
Okay.
Okay. So, are you accepting interviews, or what are you doing? God damn it.
You can fill out an application online.
Uh-huh.
Or we have applications here to fill out.
Do I have to pass the drug test?
Yes.
Okay. How long does it take the marijuana to get out of my system?
That I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like 3 weeks, you think?
That I don't know. You'd have to ask your physician that.
Okay, so how, if I were to get, let's say if my application looked good and I would expect to have an interview and an offer maybe within a week, let's say?
I don't know. I don't handle that. I can let you put a voicemail through to the individual that's handling that if you'd like.
What does online mean? What do you mean by that?
Going online on the web? Your computer?
What web?
On the internet, on the computer?
On the computer phone? The computer machine?
Yes, your PC, the PC, or you can do it on your phone.
Oh, the computer machine?
Yes.
Do you have a computer machine I can use there? Because I don't have one.
No, we don't. A lot of times local public libraries have them that you can use.
Well, because I was looking at adult material in the public library on the computer machine, and they have my picture there, and they said no. It says no, like that, N-O, internet, okay. Computer machine, it says.
Okay. Then that's,
where's
other
the
than that, I don't have any other suggestions.
Where's the library at?
It depends where you're located.
Can you hold on one second, please? How can I get there?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, can he call you right back? He has someone in his office.
He's an asshole.
Orders.
She hit the wrong person. She thought it was someone else.
Website now offers our clients screens to submit service calls and parts orders directly to their servicing branch.
Shit.
Please visit our website.
Hello. Yeah, she hung up. She thought I was Kevin. He's an asshole.
This is Joy.
Hey, Joy, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, what can I do for you?
Who is it Kevin's trying to get a hold of?
I'm sorry, who did you want?
Well, you were going to find out some information for me, you know, and then you thought I was Kevin. You messed up on your job. You made a mistake. You said, oh, Kevin, hey, Kevin, he's busy right now. Can he call you back? I was like, stupid.
If you want to fill out an application, you need to go online and do that.
Yeah, but why did you mess up and call me Kevin? Why do you think I was Kevin? You're not good at your job? You made a mistake, right? You made a mistake at your job?
Well, you know what, sir? Have a good day. Thank you.
You're stupid. Okay. You're stupid. He's an asshole. All right, instructional assistant here. I don't know what the hell that means. Let's call it, son of a bitch.
Hello, you have reached the Cumberland Ferry. You are being transferred to
Chef Tim McGrath.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Hit the wrong extension. Fuck. I'll try it again.
Vocational Technical School. We are operating under the...
You are being transferred to...
Frank,
Flamini.
Frank Chlamydia.
Hello, Skin Services.
Is this Frank Chlamydia?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm calling, you know, I'm looking at this thing. It says instructional assistant and the job wanted.
Yeah.
And what is that supposed to mean? It doesn't give me information. It's pretty stupid. Like, what are you looking for exactly?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Eddie. How are you?
Hi, Eddie. So you're interested in some more information on that position?
Well, yeah, because all you put in here is two words, instructional assistant. How the hell am I supposed to know what that means? I don't have time for that. I'm trying to find work, and I have to be going through this thing like, oh, what's that mean? What's this? So what is it? What is it? What do I do? Well, it's just pretty stupid just to put two words in here.
And okay, so let me ask you a question there. So right now, all right. So you're looking for employment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're not making a very good impression right now.
Well, I'm a little frustrated with getting the runaround and ads that don't explain everything correctly and bad grammar. You know, and this here is instructional assisted in bold. That's it. You know, it's bullshit.
And what else does it say?
And it says Cumberland Perry in the name of the company. Like, who cares?
And you're really... So you're calling me up for more information to possibly interview you for a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put the phone number here in your extension. I don't think it's a problem to call.
Right, but normally when you call up somebody looking for employment, you should present yourself in a bit more of a professional manner.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Oh, pardon me. Oh, let's string me up and crucify me. Let's nail me to the cross.
Are you truly serious that you're looking that
yeah, I've been looking for work for 9 months, and my state unemployment benefits are about to run out. I can't find any work, and I look in the paper and I see this stupidity.
Because you have absolutely no chance at getting this job.
Come on, no, it's equal opportunity. I can get you in big trouble. I know Bob Morton and the News Solvers.
Well, you can call whoever you want, but you know if. You know, if you're going to call up an employer and say that our job advertisement is stupid, that's not real. You know.
Now, what would you call it then? Instructional assistant.
Number, motherfucker.
Right, and it refers you to our website.
Tell me about Big Latina Ass. Yeah, the website has a bunch of stuff. It doesn't talk about this. You tell me. You sell me on this. Come on, you're running out of time.
Well, I'm not going to sell you on anything, but I wish you well in your future.
I'll suck your dick. That guy still sees it. He's incredulous. I can't believe it. Had a sneak in a suck your dick there at the end. Awesome. All right, hairstylist. Speaking of sucking dicks, here's a job for a hairstylist, full time or part time. Okay. What else is there? Tricks of trade. Must have tricks of trade. Must have experience with clientele. Okay, cool. And it looks like we got two cell phone numbers that they left here, so let's call. That is stupid. Stupid job ad. Instructional assistant, that's all you get. Motherfucker.
Hi, this is Beverly from Tricks of the Trade Salon. Please leave your name and number.
Hang on, I'll try again. It does sound like prostitution. I got a point. Tricks of the trade. tricks of the trade. I get it now. Anyway, I got big plans for dinner tonight, you know? For the old lady. Keep her happy. Well, I hope you guys had a good weekend, you know? I'm just starting to shoot the shit here while I look for... few more numbers before I wrap it up. Everything else here is we got a lot of dogs for sale or for giveaway. Yeah, we did all the numbers in this week's Sunday paper. Yeah, I thought I said that I had another page. Here we go. There's a few here. Job fairs. This one says no phone calls, please. No phone number there. Fax resume. That's not it. Loan specialist. No phone number. That's a fax number. Fax number. Here we go. Call Robin on this one. We got on-site. Let me circle it because I'll lose it. On-site reps. I actually go through and when I get a good one, I put a star next to it. If I get an okay one, I put a slash. And if it was crap, I just X it out. It helps me figure out what I'm going to edit out. Anyway, on-site reps, bath fitter and kitchen saver are expanding. In need of a few good reps to work out our area's malls. Well, that sounds kind of fun. Also work in flea markets and trade shows. Experience is a plus, but not required. We are willing to train the right candidate. Willingness to learn, outgoing personality, and an overall people person who is goal-oriented and professional is our prime candidate. Dependability is a must. For more details or to schedule an interview, please speak with Robin at the following number. Okay, let's do it. What's up, Ted? Ted's showing some love in the chat room. We love you too, Ted. Thanks for letting us on Blue Planet. And thank you to everyone who's listening to us today on Blue Planet Radio. I guess it's evening over there in Europe where he gets a lot of listeners out of. I still say here the best internet radio station for prank calls is Ted's Blue Planet Prank Radio. It's got the best rotation. That's a fact. You can take that to the bank. That came from me.
Hi, you've reached Robin Landis with Bass Hitter.
All right, let me try her again. Well, this is cool, you know. Our UK listeners are enjoying this. Nice early show. Should do more of these.
Hi, you've reached Robin Landis with Bass Hitter.
All right, we got no answer there. Let me X that out. That did not go down. Let me change it out of MF Doom. Maybe we'll play, let's play some Gorillaz. Actually, no, that'll... Deltron. A little bit of Deltron. All right. Office personnel. No number. Mortgage loan originator. No number. Here we got call. All right. We got a certified reefer. We're looking for a certified reefer mechanic. Excellent. I don't know exactly what to do with that one. Reefer mechanic. For a local dairy. Must have refrigerator experience, Class 7 with a 608 license and a Class A CDL. Seeking full-time position with flexible hours. Benefits include a company cell phone, competitive hourly rate, company match 401k, and holiday and vacation pay. Please call.
You can also dial 112.
One moment, please.
This is Erica. Can I help you?
Hey, big girl. I want to talk to someone about the stupid job in the newspaper.
Okay.
Who would that be?
That would be me.
That's good. So you need to have all these licenses in order, and I have all my papers. I'm a good old boy. I got all my stuff.
Okay. Yeah. You have a Class B or Class A?
Yep, all of those.
Okay. And then... have you been using your CDL for at least 2 years?
3 years, honey. 3 years.
Okay.
Now, I only work with a good firm, and I need good respirators and a good firm. And I got to have the breathers and all that because that concrete stuff, that shit makes you itch, you know?
Okay. And you can either come here and
fill out
an
application. Oh, hang on. I got to pass gas. All right, cool. Call him back.
You have reached Erica. I'm away from my desk right now. Please leave me a name and number, and I will return your call.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck it. Okay. No number. That's a fax number. That's a fax number. Here's the director of nursing. No phone number. Expanded dental assistant. No number and no number. We got two left here. Hang on. Okay. Farrugio's Express. What the fuck is this? Owner, operators, and company drivers seeking the best. Home every night. Full and part-time intermodal work available. Must have 2 years verifiable tractor-trailer EXP. Good, man. I like being at home so I can pork my old lady, you know? So I'm going to tell him or her who picks up. Been having a good show. Some pretty fun calls. This is something different. It's harkening back to Madhouse circa 2008, 2009 when we did a lot of calls like this. Love it. Missed it. EMG the Torrent. I was talking to that kid the other day.
Health Incorporated.
Yeah, I see you got here for some drivers. The business is available, honey. You know? You got a
new... Are you looking for a driving job?
Yeah, you know. Because it's in the newspapers, you know? I like that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can you hold on 1 second for me?
Okay, who am I going to talk to, you or someone else?
You can talk to me, just can you hold on 1 second?
Oh, okay.
Okay. We are looking for drivers out of our New Jersey terminal. It's located in Cliffwood, New Jersey.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. And then it says I can be home every week?
Yes. What you're doing is driving to and from the piers and rail yards to drop off and pick up containers, so you're home daily.
That's good because I can go home and I can be with my wife, you know?
Yes, sir.
And sleep.
Either can be a company driver or an owner-operator.
I can sleep in the bed with her. And kiss her and hug her and say, I love you, baby, girl. Love you, baby. Honey, baby. It sounds like you have a child back there, a kid.
I do, yes, sir.
That means you like to have sex, too, right? You know what I mean? It takes two. It takes two
I'm talking about the job, not about my personal life.
Oh, damn. But I'd love waking up in the morning and having a girl right there, you know? And smelling her hair and everything. You know what
Are
I mean?
You interested in the job or no?
Yeah, because it's going to give me the opportunity to wake up every morning and have a beautiful girl next to me in my bed instead of in my truck like I do sometimes now.
Okay, are you looking to be a company driver or an owner-operator?
I'm company driver. I want to be with you, wherever you... Are you the owner lady?
Sir, I'm not talking about myself.
Oh, is your husband the owner?
I'm at work, This is dealing with work.
I got kicked out of my last driving job because I was sleeping with the owner's sister. I had sex with her in the office, like she was touching me and kissing me and stuff. She couldn't.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now. Okay, thank you for calling.
Keep her hands off me because I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah, man, sloth. You're right. People with kids have had sex. That's what it means, Sloth. Sloth is on the ball here. Love you, Sloth Bands. Good to see you, bro. I thought you were working today. Good to see you in here. We got a pretty good crowd in here for being a last-minute afternoon thing, middle of the week, well, beginning of the week. Pretty happy how this has turned out. Okay. Anyway, here, family-owned parts transportation. I think this is the same company. No, it's not. Okay, yeah, this one does have their looking for people to drive parts from a Napa Auto Center. So probably driving around town, dropping them off at mechanics and dealerships and stuff like that, I guess. Or vice versa, actually. You probably pick them up. I got to ask Aaron, because he's in that business, car repair. I'm pretty sure they've got all those parts places got little services where they'll deliver the parts out to you instead of your mechanic, if you're a mechanic. Whoa.
Your call?
I think that's how it works. So if you're a mechanic, you get a shop and you need a part, you find where they got it or whatever, you know, you don't want to have to stop everything, get in the truck and go out and get it. From what I remember, all those mechanics, all the big parts places and the Honda dealerships and stuff like that, they deliver the parts. You just call them and say, hey, I need XXX part. And the next time they're in the area, they do it. Kind of like the UPS guy. I think that's how it works. I don't know. I'm babbling. I think Milkman was trying to call. And I just ran out of numbers. Come on, Milkman, answer. Answer, little monkey Milkman. I see Dirty Aaron's on Skype right now. He could tell us.
Oh.
Hey, monkey, how are you?
Hey, what's happening? Hey. Hermanito. Que fue?
I felt bad about last night. You know, I couldn't make it, so I jumped on today. I got a copy of the Sunday paper.
Oh, okay.
You know, remember how I used to do is to go through the Sunday paper and call all the job wanted and prank call?
Yeah, man, it's time to go shopping.
Yeah, job shopping. So I've done that. But dude, I'm like tired already and I'm out of numbers to do. And you got on. Damn it, man. How's your mom? She all right? Everything good?
Yeah, normal maintenance things you got to do. You know how it is, man.
Maintenance, yeah. You got to shave down there.
Yeah, you got to do that, pop the pimples and shave down there and, change down there. And
hey, do you ever put some aftershave down there? I do sometimes, you know.
Where?
Down on the ball, on the boys, you know. You ever slap
some aftershave? I recommend you take a big, great big like puddle of it and then like just splash it right over top of the whole thing, man. Because like you talk about very, very stimulating, you know, it's wonderful, man.
I just put it in a little salad bowl. I fill it up with Old Spice, and then I put it on the bathroom. I put
bag in this is
yeah, yeah. I put it on the bathroom floor, and right after I take a shower in the middle of the bathroom floor, I squat over and I just dip them balls in there a little bit.
Yeah, man. When you're really sleepy, dude, you know, you're coming out of the shower and you just want like a brisk aftershave effect. You know, you couldn't beat that.
Yeah, but you could. It takes about 3 or 4 bottles of Old Spice to fill up the bowl, but I save all that. I put it in a container and I save it.
That's the spice part, right? Or is that the old part? Which part?
No, Old Spice stays good for a while. You can save it. It's good for a few months. You know, you can dip your balls in it a few times, but after a while, it gets all cloudy. You know, and then you got to dump it out and get some new Old Spice.
What happens, like if you get them near heat, will they catch on fire?
Oh yeah, you
burst
can't.
In the hole, they are spontaneous combustion is always a consideration.
Yeah, because I like to smoke cigarettes when I'm naked. Still, when I'm getting dressed, so I
got
to.
Well,
be
what
careful.
About if you got a cigar? Man, you got it down there by your other cigar, man, and then you got like wafting fumes of aromatics of air, Old Spice.
That turns
me on. Is that like a possible combustion hazard?
Yeah, it turns me on now. Hey, I know you say you didn't want anyone on, but can I put Aaron on real quick because I have a question about car parts to ask him? Can I put him on, please?
Yeah, man, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what the fuck's going on?
Hey, so you work at a at a car shop, right? Like a repair? Is that what you do?
No, I'm a I lease condos for a living.
Oh, fuck. I thought you
fixed cars. Yes, I work in the automotive shop.
All right. So, do you have like a deal with the parts guys that they come by once a day to drop off parts? Is that how it works? How does that work, man?
Yeah, basically, you know, you don't know what you need until you fix the car and then you call them and they show up. And there's different vendors, you know, you got, different parts stores bring different things.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you work at like a dealership, like they only have like, they're supposed to have the parts like already there.
For Ford. Like if you need a Ford part, you can pretty much call the Ford dealership, and if they don't have it, they can get it from another one in the network, I guess.
Or like a warehouse like the next day or something.
Okay, okay. Okay, so like in theory, the Ford guy, you would call the Ford guy and he'd come by on his run like a UPS guy and drop off whatever part you need?
Yeah.
Does he charge you guys, do you know, for that service when he comes out and shit?
Not usually, but you can't. They won't deliver like a $5 part. If you have like a $500 order, they'll bring it, but
they're
not going to bring like one spark plug over. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. I got you. I got you. Yeah, I knew there was something up with that. I just was wondering how that worked. That's cool.
So did you get my messages on your other account?
I might have. What were they about?
Well, so I put an ad on Craigslist in L.A. and I got a Skype number in L.A.
Okay.
For like a free 40-inch flat screen TV.
Oh shit!
And I have like 25 numbers.
Okay.
To call back, but okay. I sent a bunch of them to Just Cross. I might be able to forward you the emails because I get an email from Skype every time.
Yeah.
I can forward those to Madhouse or something like that, and you can just click on them and call from there.
And like for request, you should send it to madhouse.producer@gmail.com.
Oh fuck. Okay.
Yeah, that ties into my Skype even. It drops them right in here, and I can just click them.
Yeah. All
right. No one really knows about that one though. That's what the requester prank goes to, is madhouse.producer. Okay. Yeah. But I should do like a request at madhouselive.com for everybody. I could just give that out too, you know, and just have it forward to whatever. I'm gonna do that. Oh, but Milkman, we can't make any new accounts, can we? Fuck. Ah, shit. Yeah, Milkman. Well, how is that
you
working now?
You gotta pay for them now, man.
You gotta pay for them now. Fuck that.
Well, you only all get a accounts gotta be or what? Paid.
Yeah, we can't just make a...
There's a few accounts out there, like I said. I don't know if they ever took the email from or not, but when I tried to admin it, I wasn't able to do any adminning, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember I signed the last few accounts out, and then, what was it, like less than 90 days later, they changed their policy, no more free accounts.
Yeah. I wonder if requests... I think we made requests, though. I think we already had that one. I got to check. I hope I did.
There's a few of them out there, and I could look at the list again. I had the list. I don't remember, but most of the guys got one, but I don't think they don't use them that much.
Yeah, I know. Tabachi uses his a lot. Tabachi, Kokanee. I think that's all we got. Nunu's got one. He doesn't use it. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Aaron,
there's several of them there. Let's see. Lonesome's got like two. I think Nunu's got two.
Jen had one.
Who's the other people? Yeah, there's some other people on there too. Yeah. Probably don't use them. All right. But I mean,
shit. All right, Aaron, did you send that? Or I was getting ready to wrap up here, but I'll do a few.
I'm working on it. I'm seeing if I can forward. Right. It says right now that I have 28 voice messages.
Oh shit! From people trying to get fuck
a free 40-inch flat screen. I talked to one guy. So I tried a couple of the calls, but a couple of them were just taking so long. Because half the people didn't speak good English, or they just wanted to come right over, and I had to talk them out of that.
This was in L.A., you said, right?
Yeah, in L.A., Sun Valley, I posted in the Just
Valley.
Is that like Mexican
town? I posted to Just Cross.
Yeah.
It's in San Fernando Valley, right, basically?
Yeah, it's kind of like northish, if I'm thinking right, man. It's out there, like, on the edge of where it's hot, man. Yeah, it's kind of like edge of where it's hot, getting closer to Ontario, up in that neighborhood. It fucking gets blazing up there, man. So, yeah, it's kind of hot right in there.
Okay. So the...
Wait a minute. Do you mean temperature-wise or just, like, it's crime?
Is there, like, hot women or do they have, crime. Like, sex?
I was thinking more temperature wise. There's always hot in LA everywhere you go. Oh, I mean, that's a given, dude. You're going to see tons of Latinas everywhere, dude. It's just hopping, man. And every other color and shade in between, man.
Yeah.
LA's cooking.
You know, I think I can get that from you, Aaron. I'm going to send it
forward. I sent some. Yeah, I see you signed in at Just Cross. But yeah. I forwarded like 10, but it's kind of a pain in the ass to copy out of Skype.
Yeah, I can. I whatever you sent to that one Skype, I can copy it at least. I can get that pretty sure. Copy selection. All right, and then I'll forward that to the show one. All right. Well, let me work on this. Let me get it over. I gotta. If I'm gonna do more pranks, I gotta get some water. I'm thirsty. I'm gonna play something real quick. Give me a. You can hang on if you want, Milkman. Hang. Can you hang on, Milkman? I gotta get something to drink real quick. I'm parched.
Yeah, get something to drink, man.
And we'll do. Then we'll do a few more things.
I'm just going to forward these to madhouse.producer@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's good too. Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm going to mute for a bit.
All right, cool. I'll be right back, guys. Let me find a prank to play first, of course.
Did you hear my amazing broadcasting skills on...
What was that? That just freaked me out. I heard that like at 6 in the morning. I was like, ew.
Yeah, I don't know what happened is that I had a friend over and he was trying to log into the chat on his iPad, and I don't know, it taxed my router.
Okay.
And then it shut down the whole show. Well, then I think the encoder was kept trying to re-kick the stream because I had it on automatic kick if it kicks off.
Yeah.
After 15 seconds. So it just kept looping for like 2 minutes. Whatever I was saying and then the music I was playing, it was quite awesome.
Yeah. It wasn't a Michael Jackson or something, I think.
I don't know. That's the weird part is that I was not playing Michael Jackson. I think that RBCP was playing Michael Jackson, and somehow we merged the stream, and it was, you know what happens when you cross streams. It's just not good.
I think that's what happened. The streams got crossed because it's like, it's the Billie Jean beat, and it's you saying, what is it? What do you say? Problem solved.
Problem solved because I fixed something, and I was really fucking proud of myself for being an internet scientist.
It sounded creepy. Oh, shit. Yeah, but I heard that it's on Facebook. Everyone check that out. Brent posted it on his Facebook. Kind of disturbing.
I like the one call that he did a couple months ago where the guy, like, recorded on his outgoing message greeting, and he's like, what the fuck was that, dude? That was some fucking stupid shit.
That was the bunk bed guy.
Yeah. Some retard you guys called, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still skimming here for a good prank to call. Listen to the play. Here's one where this is one I was listening to recently that cracked me up. This is KDK being prank called by Dr. Lego. I'll play that, and then there's a different call here, which is a blast from the past, one of Milkman's favorite. We'll play a little bit of that whilst I get something to drink. I'll be right back, and we'll do some more pranks. Thank you. Just a moment.
You're unable to answer the phone. Leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we will call you as soon as possible. Thank you. Hi, are you there? Is anybody there? Hello? Hello? Who's there? Hello? Yes, hi. Who is this? Who is this? I'm calling from the Shapiro residence. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have had somebody trace our calls back to these numbers. Uh-huh. Who is this? I'm calling from the Shapiro residence. Do you know who that is? There's probably a couple million Shapiros in the world. Listen, don't be a wise ass, okay? We got this number from the authorities. Uh-huh. I can tell you're using a voice changer, too. What are you trying to hide from me? You're trying to prank call me, accusing me of prank calling people? That's right. Uh-huh. Turn off the voice distorter and talk to me right. I would, but I can't. It only prank calling me now, so I'm going to call the police. Well, I have your number, and I'll call them, and they can give you a call.
Let me ask you a quick question. Let me ask you a question.
Fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'm motherfucking smarter than your piece of shit.
Shut up, you fucking
9-year-old raping motherfucker.
Khalil, hang up, please.
Okay, hang up. That obviously.
And that's a favorite of Milkman's. That one's the Prank Master Gang Bang. Milkman, that one goes out for you. I know you love it.
Oh, it gets better every time you listen to it, man. I swear. Theaters going to town.
All right. Let's check that email.
Have you heard anything from Dieters McPeters, man?
I told you to call him because he was supposedly getting divorced.
I can't get hold up, dude. He's in another country, dude, and they don't have to take phone calls and shit. friends.
You gotta Skype him.
He get hold of me. He didn't get answer and shit.
He keeps sending me voice messages on Skype, flicking me off and showing me his ass cheeks and stuff. He like moons the camera on the phone and sends that to me. Yeah, he keeps doing that at random. It's just so weird. He thinks
it's
funny.
Is he really homo now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He got to a big fight with that wife of his.
Are they married now, or what happened, dude?
Yeah, they're
married.
I
don't even know what's going on, man.
Yeah, they're married. Did we lose the Brent drop off? Aaron dropped off, but he left those numbers. I got them here. Oh. Numbers of people calling back. I'm guessing, what is it? Aaron says he put an ad for a free 40-inch TV, he said, right?
Do we still have the one where Katie Gay is interviewing Frank Master and busting about that whole thing?
I should have
you still
that.
Have that one
too? Yeah, that's where KDK gets him to admit all the shit. Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious, dude.
I can play that. That's always fun to listen
Frank
to.
Is Frank Master still around these days, man? I haven't seen that little shit in a long time. Well, he's a fucking big old shit.
It's major chaos. Get it right. But yeah, he's around. He's on Skype a lot. He comes in. He comes on and off, and he's on Facebook. Right, yeah. He's around.
You deviant.
He's got a new persona. He's Major Chaos now. He's ultra cool.
That's right. What was it? Genetic mutation? Mutilation? Yeah, genetic mutilation.
Some shit.
Hello?
Yeah, you're calling about my 40-inch TV.
What about it? Off a Craigslist?
Were you interested in coming and getting it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yes. I think I'm trying to remember. I don't know if it was me or my friend might have got back to you about that.
Oh, is he your partner? Do you kiss him and touch him?
Hey, I'm driving right now. Can I call you back in like 5 minutes?
Why? Was you scared?
Am I what? No, because I can barely hear you, and I'm driving a stick shift. It's just kind of difficult.
Then no TV. No TV for you. He's driving a stick shift. Yeah, that would suck driving a stick shift.
I bet he's driving a stick shift. Somebody driving a stick shift, right?
He's sitting down on the stick shift and he's driving it with his ass.
Hey, you go. Skip gears.
Yeah, he's got it all lubed up. The ass is all armor all. He's got armor all on his asshole. Yeah.
Queer Eye for the Brown, whatever the hell that show is. Is that show still on, man?
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
The brown eye. Yeah.
Brown eye?
Yeah,
brown eye for the straight guy? No, I don't think so. I don't think it's been on for a few years. I remember when that first came out, I actually watched it. I was like, God, this is fucking... It was funny to watch. They were so gay. But they would make fun of, like, they would go to the house at first and they'd make fun of the fucking people.
The UK one, too.
Yeah. I never saw a UK one. That's funny.
That's the one that they started getting with Nunu, man.
They were making fun
Hello?
Of his condoms. Hey, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah, I put an ad for a free TV and you call me back.
What?
I put an ad in Craigslist for a free TV machine and you called back. You were the first person to call back, asshole. Huh?
What'd you say?
You were the first person to call back on the TV.
Oh, TV? Did you call that a TV? Free TV?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe I did call you back.
Oh, you don't remember?
Is it flat screen?
You're stupid. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's,
why are you saying you're stupid? You're not calling me an asshole. What are you saying?
I'm talking about the TV, honey. It's a plasma.
Oh, no,
plasma.
I don't want it. Okay, bye.
It's plasma.
What's wrong with you?
Asshole.
She takes her mind rather abruptly there. Hermano? Imagine that.
What an asshole. Hey, Aaron, asshole.
Hey, fucker.
All right, ready? Got a stick shift driver and an asshole. So far. All right,
awesome.
All right,
yeah. Some of those might be the emails and the ones I sent you on the Skype might be duplicates because I just did like a forward all.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just knocking them down from the top down. Fuck
yeah.
It. You know, fuck it, man. You know, fuck it. All right. For some reason, my Skype plugin on Chrome stopped working.
I had the same problem. It was crashing my Chrome.
It's just not doing it now. It's opening them up in Google Voice.
Oh, they just had an update like on the 5th.
Maybe that's why. I got to check it. I got to check it then.
Hi, I can't come to the phone, but leave your name and number, and I will get back to you.
Whatever. Oh, I hung up on everybody. Whoops. I'm so stupid. Sorry, I did the hang up on all.
Up on all. I did that like 3 times on Saturday.
I hate it when I do that. God. Yeah. It might be a good thing to just kind of clear stuff up, you know, clearing out the pipes.
Flush the buffer.
Flush the buffer. Get some frequency grease in there, right, Milkman?
That's right, along with your Skype.
Hi, I can't come to the phone, but leave your name and number, and I will get back to you, or you can try text.
Skype grease. Okay. Here's the next one.
Yeah, these people are all at work because they're poor, and they can't get buy their own TV, so...
Yeah, looking for...
It's too bad. Some of the voicemails are hilarious.
I should tell them they just need to transport it from A to B. Hello? It's going to be stuff or something.
Hello?
Hey, I left an ad for these free TV, 40-inch TV, and you called back?
You're breaking up. What was it for?
I left an ad for a free 40-inch TV. You were the first person to call back. Good for you.
Okay. You got a 42-inch, you say?
Yeah. You just got to come pick it up. Do you have a truck to pick it up with?
Yes, I do. It's a 42-inch. Do you have a stand or without the stand?
It has a stand, comes with it. It's perfect. No pixels are blown on it. It's only 2 months old. You know? It's
okay. Got
minor wear and tear, but here... So you're going to pick it up here, and I need you to drive it to Long Beach, and someone's going to pick it up and get some stuff out from the inside of it, and then they're going to bring it back, put back together, and it's all yours. You take it.
Okay, so I'm kind of confused. Okay, I'm confused. You said you're in Long Beach. I come to Long Beach to pick it up?
No, you pick it up over here at my place, and then you'll drive it to Long Beach to Lysol's place, and then he's going to take it real quick for about 5 minutes. He's going to pull some stuff out of it and put it back together, make sure it turns on, and gives it back, and it's yours to keep.
Okay, where are you located?
Where am I located at? We're moving in different... I don't know where you wanted to come to pick it up from exactly. You know the San Fernando Valley? You know where that is? Over in Wayne, Napa?
I'm close to Long Beach. You said you was... Did I come to the office or go to your city again?
Yeah. Yeah, you could pick it up and you need to take it to Long Beach, or I might have you take it to Rosecrans.
Okay. Let me the address where you're at now.
Oh.
Let me take it from there.
Oh, shit. Let me look it up on my cell phone because I have a GPS, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay,
Because do you know who you're going to drop it off over at Lysol's place, you know? He's got a warehouse out there in Long Beach, and I'll give you that address. And then he's just going to take it inside. He's going to open it up and pull the stuff out of there. And then he'll come back and say, all right, homie, and, you know, he'll put it back in your truck and everything for you. And then you drive it. You can take it to your house at that point. You just got to make the drop first, you know?
Right, I don't care what you say. Okay, I need your address where you're at now. You can't text it to me or email me the address?
I could give it to you. I mean, do you want to write it down or?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, give me the zip code. Like, I'm navigating, so I need the zip code and and the exact number address.
All right, is 2565?
2565?
West 6th Street.
2565 West 6th Street?
Yeah, I'm in, it's deep marketing.
Deep marketing.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, that's the front. So, and we'll pull it out of the warehouse, you know? We'll pull it out.
What city is this?
It's in L.A.
L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, you close it downtown right there?
Yeah. Over in Westlake, over by Westlake area, kind of central L.A., you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to call you when I'm on my way.
All right, but look, so you don't have a problem taking it to the warehouse in Long Beach and letting them take the TV and take some, they're going to open it up and take the pills out of it.
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. It's for my sister. I'm going to ask her, but I'm the one picking it up or whatever.
All right. So, I mean, you understand what I'm saying. I'm stuffing it full of illegal stuff, and I'm going to have you drive it to Long Beach.
You got to take the TV to another stop, like you say.
Yeah.
So they can fix it.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Okay.
All right.
About an hour. Let me talk to her. Okay, no problem. I'll tell her what the situation and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, cool. Would she be interested in a flight to Brazil, like all expenses paid also? She just has to go from Brazil. She just has to take a flight to Germany. And she needs to take some stuff for her, you know. We'll have some of our guys tape it on her body, and she flies it to Germany, and she can come back. And we'll pay a hotel and food and everything.
Oh, okay. So they can't go to Brazil, you say?
She can put a condom inside of her vagina and take the plane flight from Brazil to Germany, to Frankfurt.
You need somebody to go to Brazil with some stuff in the comments?
Yeah, and her pussy and her vagina.
But
that's for later. That's for later.
How much are you going to pay for that?
That's for later. I'll let you know. Let's do the TV thing first.
All right.
Okay. He's all game about being his fucking mule. What the fuck? He's like, whatever. I get down. Holy shit.
Dude, I think he let you put some in the backside, too. You wouldn't need the woman with the condom.
He's like, I'll do it. I'll put it in my ass.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'll put the mescaline in my ass. Shit.
Oh, my.
Seriously, he's all game about taking a TV full of drugs.
His character is volunteering, man, bro.
He's like, yeah, I get it, man. I just want the TV. Fuck it, I don't care. That's your business.
That was really funny how he said, oh, yeah, I get it. Take the TV there. It needs fixed.
It needs fixed. I'm like, yeah, said, that's like, the
dude,
ticket.
This guy's got worked out.
Like, yeah, that's the ticket.
15 seconds flat. It needs fixed. That's a real G there, man. He probably, I was going to tell you, you ought to mention Englewood and shit, but man, yeah.
I did drop.
Not like eat that. All right, know that part down too.
I said Rosecrans.
Yeah, I know. I heard you zeroing in. Like, oh yeah,
that's awesome.
No, right. I knew it was a good part of town, bro.
Yeah, Lysol's going to meet him. All right, here's the next one. Fucking Lysol, man.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, boy? I understand you wanted my TV.
Yeah. I'm not driving now, so it's cool. I can talk a little easier.
Yeah.
Yes, I am interested. What's the matter with it?
You drive a stick shift there?
Huh?
You like to drive and touch the stick shift when you move the car?
I don't understand.
You're on the phone, you like to drive and touch the stick shift with your hand? You know, that's why you couldn't talk to me. He hung up. I'm just being weird and creepy. You like to drive and touch the stick shift with your hand. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that and there was bound to go on for another 20 minutes.
I guess that was a repeat, Aaron.
You guys got off to a bad. Yeah, you guys got off.
Oh, it's man, I went to Five Guys today.
Hello?
Hey, man, I went to Five Guys today. I got those that burger and the fries.
Let me just higher the volume on this because I can't seem to get it right.
Higher it. Yeah, that's a word.
Okay.
Higher it. That's a word.
I don't understand what you're saying. Could you repeat one more time?
Make it higher. That's a word. Yeah. Yeah. I like the way you think, boy. That's pretty cool. Higher it, right? Make it higher. Mm. Hey.
Huh? Yeah?
You want this TV?
Yeah. The audio is... you keep coming over in like short spurts.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, actually, yeah, I can have a good connection there. Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
You have the Craigslist TV, the flat screen?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and where are you located?
I'm over in Rosecrans.
One more time, I'm sorry.
Rosecrans.
Oh, Rosecrans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's
a good day to pick it up?
You come here and you pick it up, boy. You have a truck?
Yes, I do. Put it in the back of the truck.
I need you to drive it to Long Beach, and Lysol is going to pick it up real quick. He's going to take some stuff out of it, and then he's going to put it back together and give it to you working. It'll only take like 5-10 minutes. He's going to fix it, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Well, let me... from Rosecrans to Long Beach.
Yeah, and then he'll take the stuff out of the TV frame, and he'll give it right back to you working, 100% working and everything.
Oh, okay.
And then you keep
I see. So we're going to take it to Long Beach, and they're going to take some things from it, but they're going to put something else back in. It'll be working condition when we get it back.
Yeah, yeah. They're just going to take some stuff out of it and give it back to you with the stuff removed.
Okay, let me just... You live in Rosecrans. Are you thinking you need to ride with the TV to Long Beach, and they're going to... They're getting some things. Oh, we get the working TV afterwards. Yeah. Right, because they need to take some things out of it.
They're gonna push child pornography in it.
Are you gonna pay for gas?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a few bucks.
I have to shift gears here. Let me call you back in 1 minute.
All right.
Just 1 minute.
All right,
okay,
buddy.
Great.
All right, bye.
Bye.
What the fuck? These guys are down.
Yeah, tell them to give them about 10, you know, 5 or 10 bucks, you know, for gas, man. You know, maybe 10-50.
Jesus, they don't give a shit. That's two in a row now. Like, yeah, all right, yeah. Sure. We'll deliver drugs for you. I told them it was going to be child porn. Fucking guy.
You get the working TV afterwards.
He's all like, what do you think?
The working TV.
Lysol comes like, hey, my motherfucker, give me that TV. Okay. And was like, all right.
Now you got to tell the next one, man. They got to smash it up.
That would be funny. They just pick it up and smash it. Take the drugs out.
Yeah. And then you're going to have the TV.
They give him
get them all juiced up, man. And then at the end, oh, yeah, okay, you understand, right?
They give him a broom and a dustpan.
Yeah, that's right. It's yours. Yeah. Get done with it.
Clean it up, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, how are you?
Who's this?
Hey, boy, this is Eddie. I put the ad for the TV.
For the TV?
Free TV, yeah.
When did I... Which TV was it?
42-inch free TV.
You know what? I hurt my back this weekend, and right now I really can't even move. I can't even get up from where I'm sitting.
Oh, why? Were you having sex?
No.
No, because you're gay?
No.
Well, do you not have sex with girls?
I sound very suspicious, very humble. Indeed. All right, on.
You don't hurt your back from fucking unless you're gay.
Hurt his penis.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
You want to tell sex stories? Like, you tell me yours.
No, I don't, man. Don't be fucking calling.
I'll tell you mine, and you tell me yours.
I said no, you fucking weirdo.
Come on. When was the first time you had a sex with a girl? Tell me. I'll tell you my first time. I said no.
Weirdo.
I said no. Faggot. I said no, faggot.
He sounded interested, dude.
Hey, quit calling the fucking number,
hey, come on. When did you have sex with a girl for the first time? Tell me.
Hey, quit fucking calling, you fucking pig, man. What the fuck's your problem, man? Are you that fucking hard up, man? You gotta fucking listen to another man?
Yeah, I'm not gay. I just like to hear about beautiful girls.
Hey, well, fucking go get somebody somewhere else, you fucking fag.
Oh,
you are gay.
No, motherfucker. Tell me
what
about
gay. What the fuck's wrong with you?
You fucking punk bitch.
That's why you do it over the phone, because you're not man enough to ask a man in person. Because they fucking knock your fucking teeth out.
Do you like big Latina
fucking
ass?
Bitch. Yeah, why don't you go up to a man and do that to his face instead of being a fucking coward and doing it over the phone?
You're
a fucking fag.
We're
calling his number, motherfucker.
Come on, man. Tell me. Tell me about big Latina ass.
Dude, I think he was getting excited, man. I'm like,
you fucking weirdo.
So much Eddie Garcia on him now, man.
You fucking weirdo. Oh, you got that.
Told you could call on this phone, motherfucker.
Your call has been forwarded.
You fucking faggot. Fucking ass. Motherfucker. Alright, next one.
Oh my.
Just randomly, let's talk sex stories. When was your first time? Like, what the fuck? I would be like that. Like, what are you talking about? No.
Stories. Yeah, first girl, and then that's got me to lead into. What about your first guy? You want to try?
That's what I was going to try to get to.
Yeah.
Lead him down the dark path, milkman. The dark path.
Classic game motto technique.
The men's room, yeah. All
right. Yeah. Stick your fist up under the door, man. You know, that's the same injury still there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You still got his picture. I'll have to get his picture and send it to you.
Hey, give me that receipt. That was funny. Get that receipt and tell me the number again. That shit was funny. Yeah. Was he African or something? Like Boombalay Boombalay?
Yeah. Swear to God, dude. It's like two, man.
Mr. Boombalay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic message.
Zimbabwe.
This is you're a store manager, Mr. Mugulemeo Mumeo. Has he got a bone going through his nose in the picture?
No, but it was. Yeah. Fuck, where's that?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you? I put an ad for TV.
I think I have the wrong number.
No, you wanted a free TV.
Oh, I wanted a TV. Sorry.
Why are you
being... Which TV was this?
Don't be mad. I'm sorry.
No, sorry. I didn't hear. Which TV was this?
Because you're stupid. A 42-inch TV?
Okay. What city was... Sorry, because I responded to a bunch of different ads. That's why.
Oh, but you're a little dirty girl. Yeah, so what you need to do is you have a truck to pick it up with. You old slut. Hello? She's gone. Never mind.
She didn't seem to mind the innuendo there.
Lately I've been able to get away with those. Not with her.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oh my.
1-8-3
She seemed to have transferred us there. I'll be done.
Transferred us to the voicemail department?
I guess so, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Circular file that one.
All right. This is the last one I'm going to do because I have to make dinner. I got to cook. I got to start cooking.
All right.
You know? Sorry. Do, 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 do. Last one. Hope you all enjoyed this show. All right, no answer there. Sneedly in the chat room asking for social security numbers. That's pretty funny. He's a longtime listener, or at least remembers when I used to do that a lot. All right, anyway, I'm going to bug out of here. Aaron, bye. See you. You're on your ass. Thanks for sending those numbers. I didn't do them all. I got through about six or seven of them, so the other ones are good. Okay? Aaron. Bye, Aaron. Aaron's not talking. All right, Milkman, you want to take us out of here? You want to do that thing you do, man?
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Okay. 10-4, 10-4. All right. Well, all right. There you go, kids. There you go. Another crazy installment right here of the Madhouse. That's right. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us there in the chat. We're finding a 90.6 to mouth. I'd like to thank our good friend, Brandon Westwood, for stopping in and providing us with some good material there. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank everybody else out there listening out there. That's right. We do this every chance we get. Most of you can find it right here on the internet. That's right. We do it for free. That's right. We drop the dime. We just ask you the time. Bring a friend, bury it. Bring anybody. You know what? You're still welcome right here in the Madhouse because we love you, the Hermanito. That's right. Our fearless leader. What we do without you, my brother. Thank you so much. I'm sure many lives have been saved. I know at least three or four.
At least three or
lives
four.
Lives have been spared by your antics today.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Hermanito.
Of course. Yeah, we had fun. I'm going to re-listen to this right now because I enjoyed it, you know? I'm going to try to edit it tonight, motherfucker. Didn't that sound great, Milkman? Isn't that a nice
shit,
guy?
Shit, man, motherfucker. Shit, man. Here's just a little bit of shit.
Motherfucker, shit, bitch. All right. See you later, Milkman. Hey, I'm going to try to call you. I'm going to try to call you in a little bit. You're going to be up or what's your status?
Yeah. Give me a holler, dude.
All right, cool. All right, guys.
Definitely do that.
All right. Peace. Have a good week, everybody. Bye, Milkman. Thanks, everyone. Send in and listened and stuff. Okay? Bye.